Blog Talk Radio.
From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we're worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right. Let's ride.
I beat the
she ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She tell me, lick it, I did it. Sexy, dang. Nothing making go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get to talking and touching. We get to licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing. When you're around and we listen, we go to perfect positions. We get it popping. Now listen, too much pleasure. The message, she got the power to beat. She make her want to get to me in the major way. Jackpot, jump shot it. Fade away, I mean, way away. I be on that elite, that HBK heartbreak can't fix you.
I told her that I rap, she said I should have been a drummer. I said my last bitch said I should have been a plumber. Says gang stupid, but her head gang dumber. Gon' give it up, I'ma keep my lips sealed. No feelings, no screams, baby, that's a good deal. I'm hard as steel, I ain't gotta pop a pill. I'ma knock the pussy out like a dose of NyQuil. Beat the pussy up, girl, you know I'm undefeated. A nigga just ate, so I might not eat it. You'll make a squirt, but I'ma make the pussy eat it. She ain't coming home, now your boyfriend heated. Take the bitch home, so my niggas what I found it. Bitch so thick and her booty so rounded. Take it to the floor, I'ma ground it and pound it. Baby girl strap, man, I swear this bitch is stallion. I'm hot right now, you gotta blow me like Sue. Beat the pussy up, now she stuck like glue. Ask about dogs, she gon' be like who? Ask about me, she gon' be like ooh. You can tell the way I move. I'm packing. No slack, no slack, no slack, no slack. I'm about that action like my last name Jackson. My dick sits a track in 30 minutes, I'm a whack.
I'm a pro with the wood, these niggas amateurs. Make a buzz a few times when I come through. Then we smoke a blunt and kick it like kung fu. You going crazy in this pussy on your nut too. You don't got three or four, I'm trying to nut too. If she talk that shit, she got an offer mouth. Think I hit her one time at the Waffle House. Might have been the IHOP, but it definitely wasn't my spot. Look at all these bitches, what a band was at. You know I hate a man, oh, what a glam was at. I'm trying to shake something with me when the club closed. Look at Sizzle, got the phantom full of club hoes. Sizzle in his baseball cap, about to beat the pussy up, nigga, baseball bat.
Jab, jab, right hook. Send her home to a man, let him watch the notebook. Shout it, wanna hang, I'm a coat hook. Split that thing down the middle, let her roll up. Shown up, Gucci down to the shoelace. 100 cash in the chain, no fugay. Whole shit, sweater nigga on a cool day. The motherfucker nigga fake is April Fool's Day. And rich nigga gotta pay, that what you say. I got bitches from the Bay to the UK. Thick with it, pussy sweet like Kool-Aid. Run it rod in a little bus too straight. No suitcase on the PJ runway. Me plus two, that's a G4 three-way. Ayy, I give a man a hard time. He got a soft six and I got a hard nine.
Got shit yet, nothing.
Not a damn thing. Anyway, we're here again with another spectacular, sextacular show. And today's show was hosted by, sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop in Staten Island on Gifters Lane. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. We do it all here. Also, Debbie's Nails, also in conjunction with Goodfellas Barbershop. Yes, Debbie's Nails is inside of my shop. I have the Ching Ching Susie Wan Wan in here doing your nails now. So come on in here. Also sponsored by Habana Cigars, where we got the finest, tastiest cigars in the tri-state for the best prices. Come on down and smoke a fathead with your boy. Also sponsored by Margaritas. It's Margarita Monday. Today is Margarita Monday, and I'm sipping on a margarita as we speak. Today's show, we got a few topics tonight. We got two nice little topics. Tonight's topic is number one. Also, before I get to the topics, this show is a very explicit and vulgar show. And it is highly entertainable and highly acceptable for you to talk like that on my show. So if you're not into that, or you don't want to talk about like shit like that, or you don't want to curse, this is not the show for you. Hang the fuck up now. No kids allowed. Thank you. Topic number one. Have you ever had a good person in your life? Your significant other. If you're a man, have you ever had a girlfriend, a wifey, a fiance, your main piece, your broad, your bitch you smashing every day, week in and week out, your main piece, your number one. She was a good person. Same thing for the ladies. You ever had you a good nigga that did everything for you? Your main man. He did everything for you that you asked him to do. But you left that good one for no good ass, raggedy ass mofo. Are you with me so far? You have your significant other, your main one, your pride and joy, the one that makes your eyes melt when you talk to him, that one. And have you ever cheated on them or left them for somebody that wasn't shit, wasn't about shit, never was going to be shit, ain't shit, all that shit? Have you ever done that? Also, topic number two. If you had the chance to go back with an ex, knowing what you know now, would you? Would you go back to the person that you used to talk to back in the days over something that you know now? Let me see if I can give it a quick example. You had somebody who was dating and they was good to you. Everything y'all did was fine, was peachy keen, da 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 da. And you left them because you felt they wasn't up to your standards, or they didn't solidify or hold up the end of the bargain. So you say. Now, later on down the line, you grew older. You might have been young, naive. You ain't know no better, and you realize that, you know what? This shit worked out. That shit worked out. I should have stayed with that motherfucker. That would have been a good motherfucker for me to be with. Damn, I fucked up. Or the motherfucker that you fucked over back in the days, the man or woman, you know, vice versa, for man's point of view and a woman's point of view. Have you ever stopped fucking with somebody back in the days and now later on, you know, you left that motherfucker for somebody you thought was better, and now later on down the line, you realize that, yo, that was a good nigga, and that motherfucker is about it right now. He got a good head on his shoulders. He got a few businesses. He's making mad money hand over fist. This, that, you know what I'm saying? Do you do you feel you should go back to him? Talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Let's get on this topic number one. Have you ever had a good person but left them or cheated on them with a person that wasn't shit, nowhere near as good person that you, that the one you had? I'll start it off. Hell yeah, we've all fucking done it. We've all fucking done it. You know, you might not have done it for good purposes, for good shit, but you fucking did it because you thought, yo, he might be better for me, or she might better be better for me, or you just want, you just wanted to, if you had a square at home, you just wanted a freak, you wanted to try one. You, hold on, y'all. Yo, my lines are on fire right now. If you want to join in, please press 1. If you ain't scared, press 1. If you're scared to death, get you a dog and sit down and listen to the damn show. But if you want to join in, please press 1, and I will click your ass in right away to join in this hot-ass topic that will be going 100 miles an hour in a few fucking minutes. If you've been on the show before, you know how this show turns out. Anyway, hell yeah, I left one because I thought something was better, because the one I had originally I thought was a fucking dud, and I thought the other person I would smash was a freak, because, you know, you talk to him, look at him, you can see the freakiness in him, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting, we talking, we in a restaurant or vice versa, and you just see the vibe. You can see the freakazoid in their face. You just know, see, yo, that motherfucker right there, that's a good fuck. And you get caught up and you fucking go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or your significant other pissed you the fuck off, pissed you off, and it was just enough to piss you because you was already on the fence. You was already on the fence about trying something. You know what I'm saying? And they pissed you the fuck off, and you went out there and said, fuck, you know what? I'm going for the goal. Win Olympics, I'm going for the fucking goal. I'm going to go out there and fucking try it. And you did it. You know what I'm saying? You might have stayed with the person you cheated with, or you might have ran your ass back home across the fence and went back to your fucking house. I want my callers to call in and tell me what y'all think, or what have you done in this show. Hold on, y'all. We have a caller. We have Real Talk. Real Talk. You on the air, baby. Real Talk, you there?
What's going on? What's going
What's
on?
What's up, baby?
What's good?
All right, baby. What's going on, baby? Right. What's going on with you there? How's your Monday? I know it's wet outside. It's just raining and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a relaxing day right now, so I'm going to just take it easy on everybody this weekend.
Oh, shit. Me, you, and me both.
Yeah, I'm going to take it easy on everybody this weekend. You know those females ain't going to answer that question. They scared to death right now.
Why they ain't going to answer the question? Real talk. You come on here talking about it's going to start a fight, and the first thing you say is, The first thing you say is you're trying to stall yourself.
That man sitting right next to them, waiting for them to be like, yeah, I'm going to go back in the house. He's sitting right there waiting for them. Now, explain the topics to me again.
Okay, today's topic was, have you ever had a good person but left them or cheated on them with the person that wasn't about shit or nowhere near as good as the person that the one you had? And topic number two is, if you had the chance to go back to an ex, knowing what you know now, would you?
Well, I'm going to go with topic number one real fast right now. Me, personally, if I left your ass, I meant to leave your ass. Ain't no going back. I meant to leave your ass. So if I left you, it's for a reason. All right? That's my thing, because I ain't trying to go back to your ass either, because then that's like me going backwards. So I'm going to knock two stones out in one shot. If I left your ass, goodbye, don't want to see you, ain't trying to go back to you.
Oh, damn.
I don't want to see your ass, don't want to be bothered with your ass, because that's like me going backwards. That's like going backwards, man. I ain't trying to go backwards. I don't give a fuck how good you're doing.
But if you could have left for a good reason, you know, you might have found something better. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had to leave because that person was for bad reason. You know what I'm saying? You could have left because you thought something was better, or it was just you had to relocate, you know what I'm saying? So, and she didn't want to relocate, you know, it could be any damn thing, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but, you know, I just think some people, you know, they get sprung out, and that's what makes them lose. You know what I mean? Me personally, talking about me personally, fuck that. I don't want to go back. I don't want
you to go back.
I don't want your ass back.
Hold on, we have another call on there. Hold on, but we have Tiffany from BK. Tiffany from BK, you there, baby?
Yes, I am.
Hey, sweet cheeks, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, baby. See, real talk, I ain't starting this shit right early.
Yeah, I heard him.
We ain't been in here for 10 minutes. It's my word to raise the hell, talking about you going to try to start a fight.
What's the problem with that, Tiffany? What's the problem?
You said ladies ain't gonna tell the truth.
Yeah, the man probably sitting right there. You gonna sit right there, you gonna go on the radio and be like, hey, I'll go back to my ex. I bet you we won't hear you the next 24 hours.
Nah, she ain't gonna
feel that. What? Wait a
minute. Is she mad?
No, I'm not mad. Here, wait a minute.
I mean, Jeff?
Yeah. All right, I'm about to answer that question for you right now. Well, I know I have.
You have, baby?
Yes, I have. I dated this guy when I was younger. Good dude, really good dude. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I was young and stupid, and I thought it was something better out here. And he actually gave up a college scholarship. And he stayed down here to be with me, and then I fucked up. And I regret it a lot of times. And I seen him maybe a few years ago, spoke to him, and I got the ultimate eye roll, like, bitch, you ruined my life.
Damn.
Yeah, I got the ultimate eye roll. I saw him walking down the street, and he just looked at me like, bitch, I have to tell you right now where you stand. But, you know, he's a really good
dude. So you wouldn't feel the way if he seen one of his exes and he gave him a look? You wouldn't do the same shit to him?
Probably,
hell,
yeah.
You from BK.
Of course.
You from Booker Booker. That's about somebody's furniture. I know your ass are wild out.
Yeah. But, you know, but it happens. He was really nice. And I feel sad right now.
You're feeling sad, yeah, baby.
You
feeling sad, baby.
You know why? Because he was really nice, man, and the way I treated him, he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve it.
He didn't deserve it? So much. So
nah.
Take him back then. You don't take him back?
Nah.
Huh?
He saw me, like, gave me the look of death. Hell no. He won't be like, okay, I'll take you back. And he's like,
okay,
but did you ruin my life.
Did you confide in him and tell him why or what happened? Did you break your heart down to him and say, you know what, I fucked up, blah, blah, blah? You just gave him a look. And he probably thought you were still pissed at him, you know what I'm saying?
No, he won't speak to me. So it's not like I could actually sit down and tell
him. Did you try to speak to him besides giving him the eye, you know, the sexy eye?
He gave me the eye.
What did you do to him?
I just spoke to him. We were walking down the street. I saw him in passing.
Okay.
He was by himself. I was by myself. And I said hi to him. And he looked. And the look on his face, I was like, okay. And I just kept it pushing.
Yeah, because how did you leave him back then? How did you leave him? Nasty, like?
I just stopped calling him
and said, fuck him. You stopped calling him, answering his text messages, phone messages, everything.
Yeah, I stopped calling him everything.
I'd have gave you the fucking evil eye my girl. I'd have probably gave you the evil fingers and everything, too.
Yeah, that's some real fucked up shit.
It is. Honestly, and trust me, I live with it every day because I see things that remind me of him and stuff like that. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. He's a really good dude.
Okay.
I'll have your ass waking up in cold sweats. What the fuck?
Okay, we have another call. We have one more call there. We have a new call. We have Bobby. Bobby, you there, baby?
Hello.
Hey, there you sound sexy for Bobby.
Hey.
Yeah, you, hey, you sure you a Bobby? Hey, you might be one of you ain't, but let me keep my mouth shut. Go ahead, Bobby.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is, have you ever ran across or your ex, you ran into your ex and you left them, but now you will want them back because you know better. You know what I'm saying? Say you fucked up. You fucked them all along and you left them, right? You left them, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, damn, would you go back to your ex knowing what you know now? You know what I'm saying? So you
no,
left a lot of
I've never caught the vapors.
No?
No.
Well, it don't help you be the baby. You could have left for different reasoning. And
no, the guys I left behind weren't shit then, and they still not shit now.
So every minute you left because they wasn't shit?
They weren't making me happy, so I left.
Okay, what's making
you happy? And, you know, they weren't faithful and things like that, and I look back and they're still doing the same things they did to me, to the women that they're with.
Damn, so you got a secret camera on them or something?
I'm sorry?
You got some cameras on them or something? You got some watch
stuff?
You know,
you hear things, yeah. And my so-called faithful ex-boyfriends, I can call any one of them now, and they'll still take the pussy, so they still ain't shit.
Maybe they want to come back home.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Maybe they ready to come back home.
I'm good.
You good?
So it ain't none of them that you
were. So you mean to tell me you never left a man that wasn't shit back in the days, and now you realize that yo, he was something, and you still wouldn't go back to him?
Nope. I've only had two boyfriends, main boyfriends,
uh-huh.
And I wouldn't go back to none of their asses. One is dead, and one ain't shit still.
Damn,
you're a mean motherfucker.
You figure
when you're younger and you go through things and you give people time to grow, and when you still have access to them and you realize that they still ain't shit, you realize you dodged a bullet. It's that simple.
Okay.
Man, you dodged a bullet and shot off an AK. What the fuck?
Yeah, hope you ain't got no more guns and load that shit back up for you, baby.
No, I'm cool. You know, that's why I just do what I do.
Okay. That's what the fuck it is, then. Now, have you ever had a good person in your corner, your husband, mm-hmm. your man, your significant mm-hmm. other, your fiance, your ace boon coon, your bookie, your boo-boo?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever left them or cheated on them with a person that wasn't about shit or nowhere near as good as the person that you was dating, but you still did it?
Good in what way? Just overall, like they just wasn't shit.
Just
wasn't
good.
They wasn't shit compared to the person you were dealing with, but you cheated on them or fucked with somebody else anyway.
Okay, you dating me? I'm your man. I'm doing everything that's possible to keep you happy. I'm paying the bills. I'm keeping a roof over the head. You know, I'm keeping you happy. Da da da. You see this old ratchet ass nigga walking down the street. You like his swag. You think he got a big dick. I'm gonna fuck this nigga just because. Knowing he ain't shit, he ain't nothing.
I mean, I can't answer that because I've been single for so long where it's like, it's whatever. It's whatever to me. Nigga, don't drop the soap. You will get fucked. So
I am so done with Miss Bobby.
It's whatever. Like, I don't have anybody to answer to, so whatever I do, I do it.
Okay, but come on. When you had somebody, when you did it, so you never...
No, when I had
never.
Somebody, I'm a loyal person. When I'm single, I'm the complete opposite. When I'm with you, I'm with you.
Okay.
And when I'm single, it's, man, all bets are off. Look both ways for you cross the street, knuckle.
Hold on, baby. I have a call on the air, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to debate this. I have a big homie on the air. Big homie, you there?
Shut up, bitch! Bitch, you lying, bitch!
Here's the thing with women. Here's the thing. Even if you're dealing with a guy, and I don't know if there's any women on this line listening, even if you're dealing with a guy, even if he's not your man, right?
But
this is the guy that you're dealing with, that you're just getting into. It really doesn't matter what he's doing. If that's what you're into, you kind of going to sit down somewhere and just chill out because that's what you want to do.
Right.
Shut up, bitch.
Right? So my thing is, people, I mean, I don't, like I said, I've never stepped out on somebody that I felt should have been stepped out on.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, bitch. This nigga asked you a direct question, bitch. You've been tap dancing, I've been on the hole, bitch. I'm not tipping anything.
When I was in a relationship, I never cheated. I've been single for a long time, so it really don't count.
Hey, bitch, when you was mixing,
there's no stepping out when it comes to me because
bitch,
I don't owe nobody
bitch,
shit.
Bitch, relax. I'm here now, bitch. Relax.
When you was mixing matching penises and shit.
Right, right.
When you was a freelance artist.
Right.
Speak on that shit.
I mean, as being a freelance artist.
Yes, bitch.
You know, you get somebody that has the things that you need in your life at that time. And when you're a single woman, 9 times out of 10, all you really need is a nigga that could make you come.
Right.
And take you out, spend a couple of dollars every once in a while. It's really not much when you're a freestyle artist. Now, if somebody else comes along that's doing it better, that nigga's dead and stinking. Like I said, don't drop the soap.
But is that what the nigga asked you to?
Well, that's the same thing as dating, though. You know what I'm saying? If you got a regular nigga, but he ain't tripping, okay, y'all ain't becoming a main item, but y'all smashing when y'all see each other. Listen,
mm-hmm.
But when motherfucking Jody walks around, and Jody catch your eye, and Jody lays it fucking down, and he ain't shit, that's not the same thing?
Exactly.
Nah, if the guy you're dating, I mean, you're not in a monogamous, whatever. You know, you dating him and you consistent with him, that shit grows old after a while. Even though you went into Even though you went into it knowing what it was, after a while, as a single person, man or woman, you get bored after a while. And it's like you have that right to move on because you don't have a commitment. You just move on. Like, who you owe anything to?
Oh, so being born with a commitment is acceptable?
Yeah, because you're committed. You're in a relationship, so you can't. I would like to
think.
That's
the fiest way. The saddest way for a bitch.
Hold on,
I would like to think.
Like I said, I'm single, so I'm just saying. Whoever's on here involved could correct me. I would like to
that's
think.
That's the fastest way.
If you're
to
in a
fired.
Committed situation. You
mm-hmm.
can't just get bored and walk out. You got to try to remedy the situation, talk to your partner, figure the shit out, how y'all could keep the fire going. But if there's no commitment, nigga, the fire done burnt out. I'm out.
Pretty much.
Hold on.
Are you the only one online with a pussy?
Hold on.
No,
she's not here. Call
me.
We have Mark in here. Mark, you there?
Yo.
Hold on. Is that big nigga China?
Big Mark and Little Mark. This gotta be Big Mark. Little Mark is good hygiene.
You.
What's up, Mark?
What up?
You sound like you're dying, man. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hold up, that big nigga Tommy's on the phone, you punk bitch.
What?
Oh
yeah,
God.
Nigga. Yes, nigga. You know, nigga. I fucking pop up, you get low, you fucking blonde fitted cap wig, dipping out the back door, hopping fences with a run in your pantyhose, nigga.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
That's my big nigga.
It's Mark.
What? I know that's big one. What the fuck are you talking about? He got deep.
That's
me. He went under.
That's the hygiene right there.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mark? I'm over here throwing shots at a big nigga. She knows she is. That big, tall nigga.
Is the topic hygiene? Hey, I'm confused.
That's Yaya, right?
Nah, Yaya's a Missy Big Butt nigga. She's a Missy Big
Bobby.
Butt nigga.
That's Bobby.
That's Big Body?
How are you, Miss Bobby?
I can't.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. Sound like
so
she got
Dallas,
out.
What was that, Dallas?
That's Tiffany from BK that said that.
Yeah.
That's who?
It's Tiffany from BK.
That says how big body like that?
Damn. Yeah,
that's Tiffany from BK, yes.
Oh, we have to scream these niggas, yo. So I don't know, sir.
Trust me, good homie. Trust me, good homie. Trust me,
good homie. Good homie. We got good homie. You there, baby?
Yeah, what's the topic? I ain't hear the thing. What was it?
Nice topic is, have you ever had somebody that you was fucking, your main piece, your main one, your girl, whatever, and you fucked them with somebody else that wasn't about shit? You fuck somebody else that wasn't about shit.
Oh, the 80-20 rule, huh?
Huh?
80-20 rule.
He said the 80-20 rule. I'm done.
I'm just asking a question, player. Have you ever done that? Have you ever stepped out on your main one for somebody that wasn't about shit?
Yeah, but how many times we do that shit almost all the time?
I always do it, but I ain't been caught yet.
Right, we ain't about getting caught, though. But we always make the mistake of rolling the dice and crapping out, and then we ask for our dick back. Give my dick back. Give my dick back. One more roll. One more roll.
So why do people do that, big homie? Why do
because
people?
Because
I have a question. What happens when you don't crap? What happens when you don't crap out and you roll the dice and you come across some shit? What do you do?
Then it's an opportunity for
you
to get
your bitch.
Then you got a reason that you got a reason you can leave that motherfucker that you with.
Exactly. That's what I just said. You usually fire your bitch.
I always test the waters. Until you marry, you always look for a new job. Always want to make more money. I use that shit as the same concept. You always looking for improvement.
I concur.
As soon as you fucking find something that you can't improve, then you station there, then you might as well hang that shit up. I'll be about 60 when that happens and I get married.
Unbelievable.
But nine times out of ten, that new nigga is usually a fucking decoy. You get the nigga home, you take off the wrapper, it's a fucking cheap-ass toy from Bargain Hunter. As soon as you start playing with the motherfucker, it fall apart.
That's a never-ending cycle.
I got a good question.
Mm-hmm.
How come women always think niggas want pussy, and how come men always think women want money?
Because it's true.
Yeah. But why is that? Why the fuck is that?
Why is it true?
Answer that yourself.
Because
do you
women,
really care about hanging
women
out with
women like
why do women always ask for money then? That's what you're going
to
ask.
Well, hold on, time out.
No,
let me get something clear.
Let me get something clear
because every time a dude fuck with some chicks, he's not necessarily trying to fuck that bitch. Sometimes playing the game and flirting is just as good as fucking the bar. So that's not always correct.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak about these gold digger bitches, but I can do the man's side. I can do the man's side. Because, Dallas, come on, you know, you said some flirtatious shit to some bitches.
Listen,
that you know.
Not all women want money. At the end of the day,
when grown men is talking, you fucking wait.
But that's what I said. I said, how come most men think all women want money? Why is that? Why the fuck do men always think women is about that fucking money?
Because you're used to dealing with women that act like that, then you're going to think always.
Well,
it's like if you're dealing with a bunch of dog niggas, you're going to always think that all men are dogs and all they want is pussy.
That's your perception.
Change up the bitches and the niggas you fuck with.
True.
Period.
True.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
If you're going out with niggas and all they want is pussy, that's your problem.
Wait, Steph, before you change, this is how I go for me. When I first meet a chick, I always want to fuck. If I find out for some reason it's unethical to fuck her, or I don't want to fuck her,
I'm out.
Give this man an award. Somebody give this man a pass right now.
Like, I always want to fuck,
unethical.
But it,
what the
and
fuck
then
is
if I find out, is,
let him finish his thought. Go ahead.
If there's a reason why I don't want to fuck her no more, then I could consider being her friend.
Or if you realize she's not giving it up that easy.
Yeah, if I can't
take a shower with him 15 minutes before he met her.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, that's a part that'll get down to the ethnical part. She dirty, you know what I mean? But I always want to initially fuck because I ain't looking to start no relationship with none of them. And they always come out in the end with the money. So if I find out she came too early with the money, she's starting to get pushed away.
If you have a female in your life, a main chick, and you fuck with any chick on the side, that bitch would be dumb to not want money from you knowing you got a bitch at home.
What other reason would she have to fuck with you?
If you're not going to be her man, you're not going to be around her like that, what other reason does she have to fuck with you?
Because
she got a situation herself.
Because my name would be the best thing on her record or her resume.
She got a situation herself. And some chicks do this shit because they like to get fucked. I'm telling you, it's nothing worse. I mean, I don't know how they do it. That's why I say all women cheat. Because I know, well, I got my chick at home or not, I can get bored with that shit. That's why I got to stretch that shit out and do it every other day and fuck somebody different. Because if you keep fucking the same shit, that shit is boring.
So you got to fuck other bitches and make yourself happy at home.
Exactly.
No, it's not that you're not happy, but I'm just saying, ain't no way you got a chick that you've been with for years and you don't know all the ins and outs about that pussy. I can flip that pussy 10 times different and it's the same outcome. I know that way she going to mow. I know when she going to come. So you go get something different that you can't get. And when that shit get old, you get a new shit. That's just the American way.
You can make it different, though. You can make sex or whatever y'all have going on different.
No, it's different. You can try all the outfits, all that shit is the same shit. Once you
can
try
up,
new wigs
all
you want
today.
To, China, you can sneak out the back door all day.
I brought up a situation today, and this female got very upset with me in this group. And I said, I posed the question, do all married men have girlfriends?
No.
Nope, some niggas are
and
gay.
I simply asked the question.
Come out, son. Hold up, son. Hold up, son.
And she got pissed. I don't know if her husband is. I don't know her. But I don't know. I guess her husband is cheating.
That nigga called me gay, yo.
But she got
pissed. I ain't call you gay, son. Not you.
So my question is, married men or men in long-term relationships,
yes.
Do you have to have something
no.
on the side?
No.
Yes.
You don't have to have
no.
nothing on the side.
No,
you just
don't.
Want to.
No.
No, you don't want to either. You don't want to. They force your hands to.
That's
when
not
every,
to
go when everything is going good, y'all fuck it up. And then they
okay,
got to go
just
get
like
it
you
short.
Get tired
I'm talking.
Of the
I'm talking. I'm talking.
Okay. I pose a question.
You
just
fuck,
like
I'm
you
talking,
get tired
you
of the chick
bitch.
On the side.
Let me talk, man.
She gets sick of you, too. But that, wait, let me finish my time.
Who gives a fuck?
You stupid. You're stupid.
What time, bro, nigga?
You're tired, nigga.
He is retarded.
Ain't
retarded.
I'm
telling you, I don't give a fuck if you're
tired or not. Yeah, why you sugar if you're tired? If she went out there and got something else, you wouldn't understand it.
As long as I don't fucking know, you can breathe, bitch. You good.
What if you do know?
Then you're not breathing, bitch. What point is it?
Why?
Why?
You
on the show?
Why is it okay for you and not for her?
I ain't said okay for either one of us. I never said that.
So what are you saying, big homie?
What I'm saying is, and all my dudes can relate, when the things is going good, these niggas is never really fucking happy. They force you out the door with your sword, and you got to poke something to make sure it's sharp. They make you do it.
That's bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It ain't bullshit to y'all. It ain't
bullshit to me. You must be speaking from personal experience, because that shit is dumb.
Kind of, sort of. That's what I'm trying to
say. Okay, yeah, say that, nigga, because that shit you say.
That's what I'm telling you. When you're in the crib, and you happy, you're not cheating, you're doing everything you're supposed to, you're paying all your bills and shit, this nigga in here never satisfied nagging and picking it. And I done ran through a million bitches to know what the odds are. That when you on top of your game, you sitting in the house and you wondering, why the fuck am I doing this? But when you a rat bastard, everything be fucking PG King. It's a fact, man.
That's
in your household.
And in many households.
In your
household.
There's no way in hell I got a man in my house that's taking care of all his business and I'm complaining about shit.
Exactly.
I will get you a bitch for your birthday for being such a great man or husband.
Exactly.
Ain't no way in hell I'm complaining about anything.
How many chicks is getting a man another chick for their birthday?
I don't know. I
none.
Had a survey. But my
none.
Point is,
you would do that?
Yeah, I would do it.
What would
you
do?
Yes, I would.
Ain't nobody else doing that.
You're
a
different breed.
Like
you're a different breed then.
Yeah, well.
Listen, okay. If he's doing right by you, if he's doing right by me, it's only fair that you do right by him, period.
Who that? Who's
that's
saying
it.
That?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Kitty, can you suck a dick and not talk?
Okay,
that's all I
want to
know.
Why are you so disrespectful?
That's a real question.
I'm not even talking to you right now, big homie, because I'm talking to you. All
right, what the hell with you too, Tiffany? Oh, man. Hey, Good Hodge, what was you about to say, Big Good Hodge?
I don't know. I lost my thought.
Good hygiene, I can't.
But I know they talking some bullshit.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing new better than some pussy, but some new pussy. And you talking crazy ass. Your ass sitting there with your man fucking another chick in front of you. Your ass will clock that bitch in the head. If this who I think it is, you can tell you telling some bullshit lie.
I ain't telling shit. At the end of the day, I've had enough assholes in my life to know if I had somebody good that was handling all his business, what the fuck am I complaining about?
What is there really to complain about? Yeah, I bitches do it all the time.
Women complain about anything.
You piping me, you not telling me no, because, listen, my drive is probably worse than a nigga's. So at the end of the day, you're not telling me no about that.
I'll take bitches out of the club. I run bitches out of the club.
You know, you're taking care of the, you're doing your manly thing. What is there to complain about? Because you stepped out, you went outside.
All women complain about something. It's not a woman that don't complain.
Exactly.
But it's not going to be to the effect where it's driving a nigga outside.
You can complain. You can complain about something going on with you, and because we don't want to hear that shit, we got a problem.
But it's not enough to make you cheat, is what I'm saying.
Says you.
Y'all be awesome. I know what you did last summer shit. Y'all find any reason to fucking cheat. You left your socks on
what
the
about,
floor.
What about bitches?
Exactly.
What do they do to cheat? What do bitches do? Anything under the sun to cheat?
Look, how many times, when you met your man, I bet the first year of your relationship is probably the best out of all the time, your first year, because everything happy, y'all are all great, good, and coochie, right? But then, here come, he get to see the real you every day. You waking up with crust on the side of your mouth, you smelling like Similac in the morning, all of that shit. But when he go out into the club, all these bitches on the end game. All he's looking for is something new and fresh to pipe out. He know what he
but
got
see,
it on.
No, that's bitches'
so
problem
he gets back
when
to
they
that,
get comfortable with a nigga and they fall off. As a woman, if you like taking care of yourself, you're never going to fall off. It's not even about him.
Okay,
if you're a woman that likes to do your shit, you're going to always be on point. It ain't going to be hard.
Okay.
That's what
this
you
is,
do with or without a nigga.
Right, so if that's the case.
If you're trying to impress a nigga, that's where you're going to fuck yourself up at because you're going to get tired after a while.
All right, check this out. This is your test. If you think it's like that, you look at a nigga in the morning. You take a picture as soon as you get up, snap that picture and post it on your Facebook. And then before you walk out the house to go to work, snap that picture. Which one would you want to wake up to?
But who's that superficial? Nigga, you just waking up in the morning, okay? After you get up and get your life together, what you do as a person all day is what matters. I mean, come on. Like, getting up in the morning, that's bullshit.
Can y'all two fuck another day? Can we talk?
You know what?
I'm just saying, but that's just not like that. Not saying that's how it go, but they get comfortable. Like, how many times most women get their shit together, but they get to see them. How often is it that they man see them like that? They always, you know, get up, do what they got to do, get the way they work, cause they know they got this nigga. But you got the chick every time she see them, she throwing it on, so. She bringing more glamour to
okay,
the table.
Okay, and your bitch at home,
that's
and
where,
your bitch
that's
at home
topic,
should be like that too. Your bitch at
this,
home.
That's where
the
topic
like
come
too.
In. They think they got something better outside, has something worse. That's what I'm saying. It ain't always good, but goddamn, sometimes.
But as a female, if you just start slacking because you think you got them, that means you really not that type of female anyway.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
get shit
yeah,
to
yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know
yeah,
who
yeah,
yeah is. Excuse you.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, Yaya. You think you ain't slacking, but the dude who's putting penis in your mouth is. It's a
but
different.
That's being so superficial. Like, give me a
it
fucking
is.
Break.
It
you
is.
Know
but
what,
nigga,
it's not
every
right.
Day.
I can see if the bitch is waking up every day with faded, ready to die t-shirts on and shit.
Oh,
I can
God.
See that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, come on already. Like, okay, she's going to wake up with some spackle in her eye. You're going to come up from work and catch her tired. But at the end of the fucking day, that's not enough to go out and cheat. If the bitch just straight don't give a fuck and is not trying to impress you is one thing. But it's like, come on, man. Your balls is going to get caught out there smelling like fucking sour milk every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to shave every once in a while. You're not going to remember to wipe the tissue bits out your ass every once in a while.
If the nigga still using tissue after that, he got to have some wipes.
So,
yeah,
let me
ask you a
Hold on, big homie.
Kia, you there, Kia?
That's two. That's like number two. Yeah.
Kia. Oh, yes,
hi. Okay, no, hi, baby. You stop talking to them. You talking to us now, baby.
And fuck her, too.
No. Yo.
Dumbass
self. And that damn hygiene with his damn... I don't know how you get these damn guys. I already told you. Nah. And how you get your damn co-host, jackasses.
Hey, that's that same chick me and Big Homie was going on.
Yes,
yes,
that's that nigga, son. Yes, son, that's that nigga, son.
We know nigga cheating on your ass, and this is the same one. She just argumentative. She just argumentative, motherfucker.
Fuck that nigga, too. That's why I said that before she said a word. Fuck her.
Alice, what was the question?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you fucking bitches. Hold on,
hey,
y'all. Hold on, y'all.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no, you have your damn head. You better wake the fuck up.
We know motherfucker cheating on you.
Know that. You know that. You know that. You know that shit, son.
Hey, big homie. That's a prime example. The girl before was 80. That's the 20 that just came on the phone.
That's the fucking 20 right there, son.
I think
that's not
your ass. You don't fucking know me, your damn good
guy. Yeah, that nigga's a 20. Yo, look at that nigga right there. No, you didn't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, my God. Fuck you.
At the end of the day, y'all may do what y'all want to do, and y'all just find excuses as to why y'all do it.
Everybody find excuses. It ain't men and women. Everybody.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Everybody cheats because they want to. I mean,
yes,
some people,
I agree.
Should get cheated on because they're not taking care of home, but y'all just, you know, people.
You know what? You know what? You're right. You're 100% right. You were 80 right now. Now get back to that fucking 20 back there. Shut your ass up. 21
times. Thank you for the IJ.
Look, she already know who she is. Look, I don't mean talking about you. I wasn't even talking about you.
Who the fuck
is that? Hold on, yo. My fuck is
my fuck.
Hold on, y'all. Kia, hold on, Kia.
Salty.
That sounds good if you don't look like me.
Somebody
nah,
get him a freaking Grammy.
Yeah, you see how I ran into that shit? So you see how I just went into that little rap shit right there?
So it
was kind of high, but shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I'm keeping it real. People with options, everybody don't have options. Ugly motherfuckers
people
don't have
just
options.
Do what they want to do at the end of the day. Like, this whole cheating thing is not that deep. It's really not.
It's
men
really not.
Fuck when pussy is available. If they can get away with it.
No, we don't. It
depends on the mood they're in, how the sun is shining. You could probably be with a chick and ain't ever shot in 3 years.
If you step out and pussy is right there,
you're going to take
men,
it.
You said men cheat because it's available. That's not
hold
true.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I have two new calls in the air. Can we get them? Let them speak a little bit right quick? That'll be nice.
I don't even know
fuck
what's going on.
Fuck them new niggas.
More.
Oh, that big punk ass nigga can't say shit. Hop in the fence, fucking run at the clock. You can't say shit, yo.
Shut up. Let me in the topic.
Hold on, Todd. Is the mayor? The mayor, you there as well? The mayor, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, my dude.
Okay. We got two new. We have Todd. We have the mayor on there. Tonight's topic.
Who's the mayor?
The mayor's right there. He's on there, baby. You hear him?
Said it like that.
What's the topic?
Yeah,
what's
the
topic?
All that. That's all your
voice is kind of
cute.
The man, the one that came, you said he's talking too much, Bobby.
Yeah, I know. I said you shut the fuck up, but you still sound cute.
Okay, tonight's topic is, have you ever had a good person but left them or cheated on them with a person that wasn't about shit?
You always grade up, man. Never grade down.
You ain't never cheat with some slut ass broad that was under what you had at home.
Down. But if they ain't got no real critical reason why they stop fucking with this chick, they gonna go back for some pussy. They gonna keep getting pussy. They can say that they ain't going back. They bullshit. Unless that shit was very trash or it was like kid shit. Straight dog.
Fucking dumbass.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I didn't see that coming.
Nothing. Getting back to this gold digger question, Yaya made an interesting comment about why niggas always want pussy.
My name is Bobby, bitches. Thank you, but go.
Bobby, whatever the fuck your name is, big butt little nigga, when you fucking... chicks want money, dudes want pussy. That's not 100% right. Because sometimes...
You said that. I didn't say that.
I said...
You
I
said
didn't say
that.
That.
I did not say
no,
that.
No, I didn't. You did say that.
No, somebody... I didn't. A man made that comment. I did not say that.
I asked the question. I said, my question was, how come men always think women want money? How come women always think men want ass?
Me too.
Yeah, I didn't say
it.
I didn't.
All right. Here's my point. I forgot to make it. The reason why us guys always think these bitches want money is these bitches is always fucking broke when it's time to make fucking moves. Bitch, if you ain't got no money, we shouldn't be going out. Even if
why
I am
around,
paid.
Why are you around broke chicks?
Huh?
Why are you even around broke chicks?
You don't know they broke when you look at their ass?
Fucking ass. What did I miss? What you say something I missed? I didn't hear nothing. Dumbass.
How do bitches know a nigga got money? Or you know what I'm saying? Same shit, right?
Exactly. I mean, everybody puts up an image.
Okay.
And I feel like, okay, the man wants to take the girl out. If he can't take her out, it's one of two things. Either he broke or he don't feel like the bitch is worth taking her out nowhere. So which one is it? Either way is wrong.
But we all know that all grown people know that images ain't shit. So why
but you
is that?
Date. You shouldn't even be in a dating arena if you ain't got no money to take nobody out and entertain them. At some point,
most of these chicks is broke as a fuck, so they shouldn't.
It don't matter.
Nobody
you have spent all this crazy dough, but you need a couple of dollars to do anything that you're trying to do on your so-called date. Whether you bringing a bitch to your house, you still need money to buy some bottles. You still need money to order Chinese food or some shit. You still need something.
That's my motto. I hate broke bitches who say they
exactly.
hate broke niggas.
You hate broke bitches that
way?
Exactly. Fucking worse. Broke bitches who say they hate broke niggas. That's
exactly. This is my point, y'all. Here's my point.
My name is Bobby. I don't know who this fucking Yaya is, but you better get rid
of that. My bad, Bobby. Here's my point, Yaya. When these bitches hit the town with you, right? And we just met. I don't know if I want you to suck my dick yet. So right now, we just friends. So we out on a double date, and I'm paying for everything.
Right.
And the night winds down, and you want another double shot of Hennessy.
Right.
Bitch, when do you start going in your pocket, bitch?
Should she go in her pocket? Why should she go in her pocket?
We don't have no contract.
But you was paying for everything.
Everything. But we ain't got no contract.
Okay, well, here's my thing.
You set yourself up for kill.
I do pretty all right for myself. And I'm not digging in my pocket. Digging in my pocket for no random ass nigga. We out on a date. You're paying. Nigga, I'll offer to pay a tip. I'll offer. You know, it's courtesy, table manners and shit. But I'm not paying for nothing.
All right,
I'm
but the
chicks that,
that the chicks that's truly independent get the most love.
I don't think I'm independent, but at the end of the day, I'm not paying for shit. Like, if I'm out on a date with a guy, we out, we drinking, we bar hopping, we doing us. I'm not digging in my pocket for shit.
And I'm just going to fuck you up. You ain't getting a second call.
Well, it's the same thing. I say, bitch,
nigga,
niggas,
you gonna call
niggas,
me again, so I ain't even worried about that.
I'm like, niggas should not get mad when a bitch look at him as a money nigga if he's flossing. And bitches,
exactly.
You can't get mad.
Thank you.
If we look at y'all as whores when you got your ass and titties hanging out.
You right. If you a dude and you flossing on me, you gonna spend that bread. If you ain't got it like that, stop flossing.
And
period.
If you got
my what's flossing?
What
constitutes?
We gonna breathe tonight. We breathing tonight.
What constitutes as flossing?
Just a dude that's being flashy and, you know, just, you know,
what's flashy?
Shit.
What's flashy?
Listen, if you're a well-dressed guy, certain shit you can't hide. But there's a humility that comes with that. But then you got certain dudes, they just real, you can't really explain it. Just how they move, how they act, certain things they say. And it's like, okay, this dude is acting like he balling. All right, I'm going to show you a baller, nigga, because I don't eat salad. So
you about to roll up in Ruth's Chris,
and I don't want a glass of champagne. You want to order this whole fucking bottle.
Let me ask you a question.
On the menu.
Is some of that perception you got to own? Because I like nice things, that don't mean I'm flossing.
No, that's what I said. If you got some guys like, or people, women, period. Like, you can have nice things. Nobody's saying you flossing.
Right.
But it's a humility. It's an energy and an attitude that comes with it.
Okay,
so you can't really
put your finger on it.
It's like you have certain people, they dress nice, they got their shit, but you feel like they real humble. You're not really trying to get over on them, da-da-da. But you got another type of guy where his energy is totally different.
And
he can tell he's flossing and being an asshole. So you
got
to get him.
You gotta get him. It's the American way,
like somebody said. You gotta get a nigga like that. You have to take his money.
You gotta get
him. Right.
Let me ask you a question, though.
That's the Jewish way. That's not the American way.
Let me ask you a question, Yaya. Check it out. We're on a first date. Nobody got no contracts. You don't owe me no pussy. And I don't owe you to suck my dick. So we even at this time, right?
Right.
At no point in time do you think that I'm independent. This nigga ain't got to carry me. I can carry myself.
What?
What?
Too long.
I know, right? We all took a pause on that one.
Nigga, what's your point? What do you think?
What you said, Ben?
Because I went on many dates where the woman said, listen, nigga, you relax. I got this.
That's that bitch.
Yeah. That was sexy.
That's
that was sexy.
Bitch. Yeah, it depends on the dude, the energy. If the chick feel like I don't know how bitches roll. I ain't never see that.
I would love to see that.
And I'm not doing it. Now, if you're my man, if you're my man, I'll fuck with you like that.
Nah,
you're my dude.
Don't try to impress no nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah. If you're my dude and I fuck with you like that, every once in a while, I might be like, yo, let's go out.
So
I know you're not paying for it.
So why do we have to be your man to fucking pay for something?
You ain't gotta be. I'm good.
If I fuck with you, not my man. If I fuck with you like that, if we're like that,
I'm not trying to push you to pay for your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Listen. I could do it for you and I could do it for me as well. The thing is that it's a double standard because y'all want a woman to be your equivalent when it comes to certain things, and when it comes to other things, you want us to stay in our lane and be a bitch and be a lady.
Right.
Yeah, when we go out to eat, pay some motherfucking dinner, goddamn. Why we got to go through all this?
No. I'm not saying big little nigga. I'm not saying big little nigga, you got to pay for the meal. At least act like you could.
I'm not playing those games. I'm not playing those games.
For me, it's a fucking habit. For me, it's a fucking habit when the bill goes on the table.
Let me ask you a question, Tyler. So what happens when a chick calls a dude, she's bored to death, like, yo, let's go hang out. Who should pay for that meal?
That nigga.
You called me, bitch!
No, wait, it's not about... It's how you saying it. It's how you wording it. Like, you know, it's somebody. It's some dudes that don't got that in them to, like, they might feel like a sucker to be harming a chick. Sometimes you're breaking the ice. Like, let me call this dude and see what he's doing. He's more than happy to take you out. You know,
Hold on, Tana. You calling the dude that you know is going to take you somewhere, because everything is on him. You calling him, right? You calling the dude that you want to go somewhere nice with, whatever. You're not going to call the dude that's half-stepping. So you skip right over him. So you know what you're doing from the door.
What?
You call
Listen,
that dude
you got a broke nigga with a great dick that you're not going to take you nowhere. Just like men have certain women they call for certain things, women do too. You got the broke nigga that got the great dick. You don't call him to take you nowhere. I feel like this. If there's
bitch,
a guy that I want
to... call me to go out for dinner, you better have some chips.
There you go.
No, I'll say it. Like, yo, what you doing tonight? Let's go out. Let's go out. I'll let you know I'm paying for it, but don't assume...
If you ask me to go out, bitch, once you lock your door, bitch, you out.
Can I say something?
Yeah, say something, baby. Say something.
Now, it's first of all, food is not the end all. It's a big fucking deal we going out to eat. Big deal. Like, that's not nothing to
talk
about.
That's not a big deal. You ain't paying for it.
Nigga, I can pay for it. It's not a problem. I'll pay for it.
Why the fuck are you stuttering there? Why you act like you handcuffed?
I'm not stuttering. He never even heard my answer. You so busy fucking bumping your gums. You're not listening.
My bad, baby. I'm sorry, baby.
Chivalry is dead. That's the bottom guy.
Nah,
dead.
You ain't right about that shit. You ain't never lied about that shit.
I went out on a date two weeks ago. I'm wiping my ass with chivalry. And I'm walking. We get to the restaurant. I stop in front of the door of the restaurant. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm stopping.
What's wrong with your hands?
No, I stopped because the man I was with was supposed to reach and open the door for me to walk through.
But don't go to the door first, motherfucker.
I didn't go to the door. Listen, I said I stopped. Short. For him to do what he's supposed to do as a man. And he had no fucking clue as to what to do. We both stopped. He looked at me. I looked at him.
That's a shame.
That's
I'm just
shame.
Like, yo, come on. Like, you thought you supposed to open the door for bitches? Like, come on. It's
bitch,
annoying already. Y'all don't want to open doors. Y'all don't want to do shit.
But
you pay
for
the bills. Pay for the bills and act like y'all entitled to the world behind that shit.
I've never had an issue with that. Like I've never really like come across a dude that went and opened a door for me or nothing like that. Like I've never.
If we walk into this door and you get there first, you just slow the fuck down and let me get to the door.
I did all
you
that. Apparently, that nigga wasn't used to going out with ladies.
What happens when the nigga starts slowing down, too?
He's going to be slowing down, motherfucker.
Wow.
He's going to be a backwards walking slow motherfucker.
Really? You gonna really sit there and try to play bitch mode by letting me open the door for you?
The day is officially over. Bitch is gonna open the door for me any day.
I don't give a fuck about all that gentleman shit. If you get there first, bitch, hold the door.
No, listen. Me and you, we hungry.
I'm paying for the fucking meal. You should
listen,
open the door for me.
Listen,
bitch, you be hungry
you,
for me.
You're not looking.
I got a good slap by the ball with you.
Exactly,
no, me,
bitch. Pull my chair out, bitch.
You told me.
He don't shut the fuck up.
Wow.
I'm buying the milk, bitch. You open doors. Yeah, we got a deal. Something.
What?
Damn, who got babies on the line?
What fucking kid is that? Enjoy her company. Pay for the guy. meal and open the goddamn door. Period.
What? No, no dude can genuinely enjoy your. No dude can genuinely enjoy your company until you suck his dick. All that other shit is just fucking waste of time.
Oh, you sound like a fucking idiot. You sound like a goddamn idiot right now.
I'm keeping it real. Nigga don't really want to hear that stupid shit.
Who cares how you feel? Who cares? You still gonna open the goddamn door and pay for the meal.
You're still gonna open
the door and pay for my meal. Period. I don't care if you frontin' because I ain't sucked your dick yet. You gonna be opening the door, paying for the meal, ass nigga.
Oh my
period.
God.
Period.
This is why I keep my fucking ass home and cook my own goddamn food. Y'all need to be too difficult.
And then when you do that shit, you gotta
do this. I took her out. No,
I'm going to let you go in there first and look.
Exactly.
You're going out with bad intentions. You're going out with bad intentions. The whole point is for you to go out and enjoy the person that you're hanging out with.
That's why you go out. We don't have to go out for me to enjoy you. That's why you go out. That's not why we go out.
What? That, man, listen.
To go out to try and get some pussy into the night.
Exactly.
That's just the going out.
And that's
well,
our intentions.
That's why
our
you got
to
go out?
Our intentions is to go out.
Why go to Orlando? I mean,
yeah, that's why you got
to
go out?
Are you listening to him?
I don't call you to take you out so I can get some pussy. I'm just saying that's what we're looking for.
We can have a bad time and I get some pussy. It works.
You know what? I'm fucking finished with
that.
I am so done with him.
We gonna argue the whole date, and at the end of the night, I come home and fuck. It was a great date.
You know what? Who just sucked their teeth? Thank you.
I do. You just seen my fucking pussy crawling up into my back with that shit.
Well, don't expect me to go in there, and open the door, and get it out your back for you either.
Yeah, well, so fucking what? So what?
You have been fishes on, nigga.
I'm
going to
go
up.
Find me an easy nigga. Easy.
You have been fishes. You have been fishes on, nigga, you punk-ass nigga.
You shut the fuck up.
The problem is men who have women at home, we don't give a fuck about the bitches that they fuck with. And single men feel like they're such a damn hot commodity that they can just be assholes
and act how they want to fucking act. That's true.
As women, you got to fucking set your standards and not fall for niggas and they bullshit. Have a little bit of standards somewhere. I mean, come on. If a nigga can't open a door for you, you should open your fucking legs for his ass. Bottom line.
I don't have your own meal, bitch. Get back to that. Buy the
Get
own meal.
Get to the
meal.
Goddamn meal and take me to goddamn home. How about that?
See?
Take me to goddamn home.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Motherfuckers, yo.
You don't even have the manners to motherfucking open my door for me and you want to my legs?
You.
Fuck you,
I'm
nigga.
Open the door, bitch. I was playing.
Take me to goddamn home.
It's simple shit. It's simple shit that y'all gotta do, and y'all
this
stuck in
what,
this ego
this
shit.
This is the problem with dating. People got expectations that they not willing to meet their goddamn self. You expect the man to pay for the meal when your motherfucking ass ain't willing to fucking pay for it your damn self.
You don't know what the fuck I'm willing to do.
I mean, listen,
you may be so sweet to me on the ride to the restaurant and make me laugh so much. And your
which
energy may be so fucking great.
Which I do.
And we may get to the restaurant. You may
which
open the door. And I might be so in bliss that when that fucking bill comes, I'm going to say, I got this. And you will be shot dick hard to the ceiling.
No question.
But y'all don't even get it that far. Y'all don't even get it that far because y'all step in the game.
Because you don't do it.
You're talking about food? in a world where there's fucking easy
some women just said, who is fucking for meals? And I'm saying, there's a lot of bitches.
For a meal? For a fucking meal?
What a lot of bitches. A lot of bitches.
Nigga, you better fucking get some class and take me to a fucking play or something, a meal?
I gotta take your big ass to Broadway?
Oh, my God. We put basketball game aside. I'm really so fucking random. Niggas gotta eat eventually.
People are fucking for nothing. It's when you put a value and a stamp on it, that's when shit gets difficult. Fucking for a meal. Fucking for a date. Fucking for a movie. Fuck because you want to fuck.
Broadway. You act like that's a good deal. That's just where the play is being held.
It's not a big deal.
If you're going to talk about something, you're not going to talk about how you took me to dinner. Get the fuck out of here.
It's never a big deal when y'all not paying for it. That's all I'm saying. Please.
she mad. She wasn't in the NBA type shit.
One at a time, y'all. Let's pull it down a little bit.
She wasn't in real true black.
All right, Kia. All right, Kia. All right, Kia.
Holy shit.
All right, Kia.
Look, she mad at that. She gonna put a one dollar post on for big hygiene.
Don't call me a bitch no more. That's my word.
call her unstable creature. Oh my, Kia. Kia.
Kia, baby. All right, all right. He ain't right, bitch no more. Go, sister, go, sister.
I mean, you know what that is, right?
Yeah, you got fucking time.
She ain't getting that. She ain't getting
that. All right, Kia. She wants fucking Christmas, man.
Nah, she don't like that shit. Don't call her bitch.
I'm just saying, most women like that shit, especially when they got some dick in them.
Oh,
yeah, that's different. You can't just be calling nobody a bitch outside the bedroom.
I'm just saying, they like that shit, so he just practicing his bitch stuff.
Get your damn ass out.
It ain't my fault. Hey, listen, it ain't my fault you ain't getting nothing. It ain't my fault. Don't blame me. Don't blame me, all right?
What's your ass? You think you're going to jump down and stupid? I bet your ass is fucking stupid in person.
What? You got a conscious looking motherfucker, Polly. That's why you upset.
Hey, can we get back on the topic, man?
Come on. All right, okay. Get back on
the topic, man.
Embarrass your dumb ass.
All right, Kia.
Hey, I got Bible study at 8:30, so can we wrap this up?
Oh, my God.
Have a nice night, Kia.
Just say your fucking no hygiene ass.
Somebody mute Kia. Mute Kia.
Oh,
my. Homie, don't ever fuck with Kia again. Kia, fuck you. Shut up, bitch.
Oh, God.
Fuck
you.
Oh, man.
All right. All right. All right. Enough. Enough.
No. Stop it. No.
No, stop. I can't deal right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got a fucking headache, and I can't take acid with this motherfucking margarita I'm drinking, man.
Hi, Tyler.
Yeah.
I hate getting to speak to you. Hi, girl.
Oh, God. Yeah, so,
meanwhile,
that Kia, I can't even ask Kia a second question, man.
What was your question?
I answered this one before the fucking show.
Oh, shit. Kia still there?
Shit, go on with the fuck with your fucking show.
Kia, why you mad at me,
baby? Having part of me a fucking bitch.
Baby, I told y'all to stop.
Somebody must have slapped her one too many times and called her bitch.
You know what? Don't let me have your ass. Your fucking jackass show. Fucking dumb. Like I said, pull out uneducated ass food.
Hey, Kia, I'm not gonna bitch you in the ass.
Okay.
Let's get back to the show, please.
I hope tomorrow will
Let's
bring
get back to the fucking show.
A better me.
So who's fucking tonight? Let's talk about who's fucking tonight, man. Let's get to
me.
That.
Oh.
Oh my God. I need to push you right now, boy. This y'all motherfucker got my blood pressure.
Not me. I'm a lady.
Not me.
God,
man.
Said not me.
Get my life.
I said Bobby said not me.
And Tiffany said it too, right?
Yep.
Say what?
Oh, my God. Great fucking show.
My boyfriend's wife won't let him out the house, so.
I'm going to slap you.
All I'm saying is, Kia, how you doing?
Don't start.
Damn, it'd be nice to a bitch. Look at this shit right here, yo. Kia, how you doing?
Stupid.
Why are
you stupid?
You're so dumb.
Oh, my God.
So dumb, man.
I can't even be nice to a nigga. Ask a nigga how she doing.
Fuck you, Nitty. I already told you. You think I'm fucking playing? You know I'm not playing.
And I'm telling you this hell. They fucking come. I'm not playing with your ass. Fuck you talking about your bitch.
She gonna fuck you up, Minnie.
Who the hell is that? Real talk, laugh or real talk? You're there, real talk.
That's so fucking disrespectful.
I don't laugh like this in about a week or two.
Oh shit!
Well, I have never heard real talk just laugh and not say anything.
Phone.
Who the hell is real talk?
That's real talk,
Minnie. You better
real talk.
Fuck alone.
You
gonna fuck you up?
Real talk. You on the air? Real talk. Bobby was the real talk of you, man.
Right now.
You can't even control yourself.
Y'all got fucking tears in my eyes.
So that was the topic about cheating on somebody that.
What's the same question? Oh my god. I forgot the same question. Have you ever ran into an ex? Like you said, would you go back to one of your old exes knowing what you know now?
Nope.
Hell no.
How's that?
Hell no.
Niggas ain't shit.
But I didn't say you left shit.
You outgrow people. Like, I look back at my ex and I'm just like, all right, no doubt.
Okay, well, hold on, but we didn't say you left them for bad reasons, but how about you just
just the past is the past.
Because you thought you found something better, but he wasn't better, and now you see the one you left was really doing what he had to do.
I never left nobody for nobody, as I said earlier, but as far as anybody in my past...
Oh, one of these niggas again.
Nah, as far as anybody in my past, I look back at the dudes in my past, it's like, I mean, it don't have to be a bad reason, but I'm good.
Well, shit, I live with mine, so fuck, I see him every day.
Time out, you do what? You do what? You do what? You live with... You live with what?
I'm gonna slap you, Tom.
I live with mine.
Oh, that's why you hopping fences, huh, motherfucker?
Nigga, I ain't got to have no fences. Niggas got clear.
You know what? I'm so
good. But that was a question. Did you live with him?
Hold on. Is that Tiffany Day song?
Would you go back to your ex?
Yes, it is, my love.
I mean, hold on. Pause. Is that Tiffany Day song?
Yes, it is, my love.
Is that my daughter's... my daughter's godmother? One of them?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I know that voice. I know I know that all
this
time.
I took a week for an hour and a half. To realize your daughter's godmother's voice. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. She wasn't saying too much, but she said a certain word, and I know her voice. Hey, boo.
Hey. I wrote you on Facebook.
Just ain't no Tuckerware convention.
A family reunion or some shit? What
the fuck? Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I never really looked back in them on this part. Damn, nah, I can't think about that.
No, you know what? You never thought about it. If you know what you know now. Say he's a fucking, he's a good man. He's doing this. He's doing everything he has to do. You never thought about going back to him?
Nah.
No.
Nope.
Another liar.
What are you talking about? if I wanted to, I couldn't. What the fuck?
Maybe you can't. Maybe you can't, nigga.
I
can't.
What the
you
fuck
can't.
Kind of... This
nigga
here. Woosah, Connor, woosah. I mean, this nigga be talking...
What the fuck
affects
me who the hell I'm at?
The shit that you be saying ain't shit. Like, how
you
much you
say
even
shit,
make sense?
Big love, nigga?
Fuck up. You
shut
have to talk to people.
Up.
Just because
big.
You talk to loud don't mean you're making a point. Shut the fuck up.
You talking loud too, niggas? What you saying?
Cause I'm trying to talk over your ass.
Whatever.
You didn't make fun, man. You were fucking backing down on my ass.
Yo, listen, you wanna talk about tough when I was in New York? That's all I'm saying.
Nigga, what are you talking about?
Fucking. Dick Dastardly laugh is fucking funny, kid.
It's creepy as hell.
And scared my child half to death.
Word up.
That
she
little
lady
can't see
crazy.
The lights on.
Yeah, that. She looked at me that was
that
crazy
baby.
With that shit. Oh, man.
Funny.
That is so fucking out of
everybody
order.
Turn your Bibles to Psalms 23.
Not right now.
How do I get those special effects on my show?
I did not. Y'all,
I got to pay some money or something? What is that, an idiot? That ain't got bells and whistles on this shit, though.
I'm going to do the sound effects for you, Nitty.
If Steph would have had the fucking intro on the back when she was talking that shit, it just came on like this. That shit, you left off?
Exactly.
Yo, turn that shit off for you. You got scaring the dogs with that shit. What the fuck is that?
So what is it like?
That shit on tweeters.
I'm on the team. You get the point.
That's probably your motherfucking stereo. What the fuck are you talking about? That's fucked up. You need to get rid of that shit. Get a new one.
Nah. My shit is official over here, brother. My man get the point.
I get the point.
Thank you, Seth. This motherfucker over here. He probably get some bass.
That shit did sound like a gang full of tweeters, though.
Now, that's your computer, son, but you get the point. That was that song that's on the blueprint, too. I bitch.
Who's the country accent?
Can you guys go to a show without calling people bitches?
Never.
That ain't me. I don't say it. I don't call it. I don't think they take it like that. It's like this ain't way people call people nigga. It don't mean the same thing as it used to. I mean, he just playing around. But
I don't think Key is a bitch. Really?
When the show was said, you're sensitive and emotional ass motherfucker.
You say that shit was so much conviction and power.
Oh, shit. Forget it. Just forget it. Everybody just chill. Forget it. All right. Damn, man.
Bobby, you started. Fucking
ridiculous. Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
So anybody got anything they want to talk about tonight? Any kind of question they want to ask? Anything?
I learned some deep-fried rice today.
What happened?
I said I learned some deep-fried rice today.
You learned some what?
The best way to have Christmas sex.
How much is that?
I'm going to miss it, y'all.
$40,000.
That's
Christmas sex.
That's Christmas sex.
I'm putting a mistletoe right on top of my ass, and I'm walking down all the way down.
What the fuck you said, good hygiene?
That's Kid talking there. Real talk, still laughing over there.
Whatever.
Oh my god, man. Hey, Kia.
Oh god. That's
46,000,
I think.
Kia!
What?
Put the dick down. Listen, focus.
Now,
listen, so you're telling me you never had an ex-boyfriend?
I never said I had no ex-boyfriend. It's just up.
Oh, calm
down. Everybody had ex.
Listen, you never had a dude that you was dating, and then you fucking made another move with another nigga, and it wasn't worth it.
No, I never. I answered the question.
Well, like I said,
Like I said, every Monday you call this fucking lying every Monday.
Why are you bothering her? Why don't you leave her alone?
She might not be lying, though. She might not be lying.
She might not be lying.
Ass, okay? You show your ignorance every Monday. I see it every Monday with your dumb ass.
Oh, shit, man.
She might not be lying, because who the hell would date that? Who would want to wipe that up?
But isn't that the same as asking, do you regret cheating on your man or your girl?
No, the first question Dallas asked, if you ever made a move with another joker and it wasn't worth it. And everybody has done that.
Shit, I didn't do shit. I never did that.
Bobby, shut the fuck up. You had to do that before. You've never seen one dude that you were smashing and seen something else came along that you felt was better and you tried it.
Yeah, and it was
We're talking about moving on to a new relationship.
Let's be clear about what you're saying here.
Right, that was the question. Have you ever left and you thought it was better, but it really wasn't?
No.
I mean, there's no apology.
To leave a nigga for another nigga.
I never left a dude for another dude.
You don't gotta leave.
I've only been in like two real relationships, and I never cheated on none of them.
No, just the dicks. Just the dicks. Focus on the dicks. You never had
one dick.
You're not listening. You never had one dick. You saw another dick and thought that other dick was better. You got the other dick, but found out it wasn't.
No.
Now, I left the other dick for the other dick, and it worked out. So, no,
I'm not
I wasn't
talking
wrong
about
in my
leaving.
Predictions.
So every dick you
have,
every dick.
No, so it's okay.
No,
so
every
said,
dick.
No, I'm fucking lying.
I never regretted my choice in it. I never regretted the choice. I never felt like, damn.
Every dick that you had was better than the one that you was already with.
Well, just as good. It was like, whatever, I'm good.
So you're saying if you were the dude and his dick is whack, you'll stay with him because he's a good dude?
Say
if he was, say you left a dude and for his whatever reason you left him for, but his dick was white, but he was a good dude, would you still stay with him?
Wait a minute.
Well, there's different levels of whackness.
Uh-huh.
All right? If you're whack, could be you're just not as good as what I'm used to, and whack could just be whack.
If you ain't as good as you're used to, you're not gonna go backwards.
Okay, but
the prime example
is the
question.
What if you have?
If I'm messing with a guy and he's not as good,
and he's not as good, you're gonna always go back to the other dude. So that just answers
the question. To the last nigga you fucked, because the last nigga you fucked was exceptionally well in the bed, but he wasn't shit.
Is it wrong to keep both?
It's a package deal. That won't hold me. You can have great dick and you ain't shit. That's not gonna hold me.
All right. So why the next thing about a fuck up because you compared him to the last thing who has good dick?
But is it wrong to keep both? Like two?
No, it's
two
not
nuts?
Wrong, Tyler. No, it's not.
Keep two,
baby.
As long as I don't know about it.
Then what?
I don't know. Y'all put too much emphasis on this dick, y'all. End of the day, it's
a
package.
There's gotta be
more to you than
standard.
That. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not doing shit else and your dick is great, then guess what? I'm on your dick. But the first thing smoking, I'm out of there. That's all you got is your dick to hold me there. First thing smoking, I'm gone.
That's true.
That's all you need in the world today.
That's bullshit.
Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. I know how I work for a dude. I ain't never.
You can't be an all around whack ass nigga with good dick and think that's gonna keep my energetic ass in your face all day.
But
it's
look,
never gonna work.
If you get a whack dude a check and he ain't got nothing, but all you gonna do is hit that nigga and quit. And use him for what he good for. Just like you said, you got dudes for certain things, right? You got a dude that's just going to give you the dick. And you got a dude that's going to do it out with swag.
A dude
what's your point?
a dude with good dick and a fucked up, like, and a white personality.
You can never get the whole shit.
Sick.
It's always somebody
that
always
meant to be sick. That shit makes me sick. You can't be dumb as toast and ain't got no kind of fucking personality and no.
It's more to it than just dick. Like, to just keep. I can't see everybody else.
I don't know.
If you get a chick, I know a dude.
Yeah,
that
I have more than that.
Anyone, you get a dude and a chick got some dynamite twat, and she dumb as a doorknob. We done got ghoul.
Dynamite twat.
What's up? What can you talk about? Like, what do you discuss?
He's
like,
saying that if the bitch is real dumb and got some great pussy, he could be smart for both of them.
Exactly. Ask any dude you know, and you can have a chick that got a nice ass body and some bad ass plot, but she ugly as shit. And they're like, well, I'm about to tear that up. And somebody say, man, she ugly as hell. I ain't fucking the face.
So you want one case?
I can't do ugly though.
In the dark, you could, and I'm telling you, in the dark, you
could.
No,
hell, I
can't. It's hard.
Nah.
I can't do ugly.
Your face is embedded in my memory. I can't even fucking close my eyes.
What's up?
Listen to this. This goes back to the couple times. Remember all these chicks that's on here now, and I know two of them that was on there when we had that show about if they would talk to a dude for just looks or his personality? And they like, I'll give him a chance for just his personality. They
you
just
a lie.
Exam.
I never said that shit.
Bullshit.
You cannot be no butt ass.
I said, I'm smiling like a motherfucker. I'll look at you first. Ain't no
like, I'll talk to a dude. You got a nice personality.
No.
Y'all would look at
no,
the dude.
I
ain't
good
looking.
You
could
I'm
be all
looking
right looking, but butt ass ugly, no. If you right looking and you got all the other shit that ties it all together is one thing, which is butt ass.
The bad woman to play with you, get the fuck.
So Kia,
no.
I ain't calling you a bitch, but what do you rate yourself at?
You think I'm after your dumb ass? I got rich.
Let it go, Kia. Can you just let it go?
Please?
I ain't call you. Why you mad at me? I ain't say you stinking nothing. I ain't what you mad at me for. Everybody got their hygiene up to a good level. What you mad at me for? Ain't my fault big homie called you that. See, you starting to act like one.
Why are you talking about people hygiene?
That's all I worry about. Big homie worry about
that's
his stuff.
That's what
pocket.
Good hygiene does. Talk about hygiene.
Listen, they don't worry about they getting they stuck in the dick popper. Steph worry about they talking on the phone in order. I worry about their cleanliness on this damn phone.
By the way, good hygiene, I owe you not a baby shower, a housewarming gift.
Ah, you didn't come to the last party we had over here. So
I'll come.
You make it
next
to the next
time.
One.
I'll bring a basket of goodies.
I got a fucking question for you.
Wow, really? Come on, I'll chill out.
I got a question for you, cocksuckers.
Now, Kia, let Kia answer it first.
Kia, I need you to answer my question, Kia. Are you there?
I'm answering that damn question either.
Why the fuck you calling in, you midget motherfucker?
What is the question?
The question is this. So, you leave the dude hypothetically, because none of you bitches has ever done nothing. So, hypothetically, you left the dude. You move on to the next dude. Hypothetically, because you never did it. And he's not that good. How do you go backwards then?
You don't. Obviously, if you left the guy, you didn't want to really
You made a mistake. You thought you was upgraded and you didn't.
Yeah, fuck all that.
You gotta take that L
and keep it moving.
I had to. And I live with it every day of my damn life. No.
Who the fuck is that?
It was
she fucking
outside.
Crying over there. Like, damn.
It was Tiffany.
She sound like she just reminisced about somebody that left her ass.
She had a hard time in life, yo.
Easy. It was a joke.
Shit.
Don't joke, bitch.
Why are you trying to sneak in a bitch? You know, Nitty. Why are you trying to sneak that in?
But it's Big Homie. That's Big Homie, not Nitty.
Yeah, that's Big Homie.
Fuck Nitty.
I know it. I want to see that fucking kid. What the fuck that kid look like?
She on my page, son. Look her up. She over there.
I got to check her. She a big block?
Oh,
and a big block.
We is not about to do this shit right now, man. We is not about to do this shit right now, man.
Oh, shit.
She's not a big block. She all right.
What's a big block?
Oh, that's a big block like a Big Shirley, Tommy Cole. Tommy Cole.
Oh, my God.
What? I am so fucking
now, that's a small block, son. We show you a big block.
Oh, my God, man.
Tell them about a 632, Steph. They know what that shit is.
What
the fuck? What's that, a big body car or something?
He's losing me right now, yo.
632 is the size of a big motor for a race car.
What?
A big motor for a race car.
Well, we look at women, we say, yo, that's a 632, that's a 706. 706, that bitch is huge. But she's like a 406, a 434, a 350. She's nice. She's a little small. She's a little small.
Oh, you told me a 706 is huge?
I'm probably like a 350 with my tiny ass.
I'm like
hold
a 327.
A 427.
55.
A cold words now, Steph. 706. We got cold words now, Steph.
Yeah,
we
got cold words. That's a 706.
That bitch on 706,
son.
If
I say 706, you're a big bitch, son.
Yeah. That bitch is a
706. Oh, he ain't no big homie. You ain't no, huh?
A big bitch, too, son.
No, I'm learning. I'm learning good IT. That bitch is a 706, son.
Hey, look. I'm going to put you on the other one. When we say she had 706 with two stages, stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
For two what?
Two stages.
That's two stages of nitrous.
That's nitrous twice.
He's ain't
I mean,
never
going to
shit. Ever in life.
Look.
This shit ain't in your blood.
Yeah, we got to talk about, he talk car shit around you. Y'all know what we talking about.
Y'all
about
looking,
if I look at Bobby and say, yo.
And y'all don't know
what
we're talking about.
Y'all two niggas is all right. Y'all some little small blocks.
Nah, ain't no small, but they about a 540 or something. They like, they do.
Them some 427s with some superchargers.
not that big nigga. That big tall nigga is a fucking 350 or something, yo.
Nah, it's 250 or 350, son.
Which one?
China's a 350 and motherfucking
nah,
y'all
ain't no
450.
Boy, China 427 with dual carburetors on that motherfucker there.
China's a 450. What the fuck is a 450?
That nigga China is a 350 with bad carbon monoxide poisoning with a bad muffler. She's a 350 with bad muffler, yo.
That other one you said, boy, that motherfucker, a 289 backyard built with a Chevy.
Now listen, if I fuck me a bitch real, real good, and I fucked her real, real good like last night, and nigga said, what'd you do last night? Man, I mowed out last night. I should need rings and burns. That should need two.
This is how you know you got good quality. Them two tall ones, they got aluminum rods, good pistons, dart blocks, and everything.
Yeah,
who
the
fuck is tall?
Sit on my youth,
Honor.
Oh, man. Hey, big homie, but listen, if you're in the club, right, and me and you in the club, and I see that's an EK right there, you know what that is, right?
Easy kill.
How about she OTB?
OTB?
Out there, nigga.
I'm talking to big homie. You know that already.
That's what OTP, that's a gamble right there. What's that?
Yeah, so she out there bad, son.
Okay, well, we ain't doing that. That's a gamble to me. OTP,
yeah.
I mean, I'm rolling my dice. I'm rolling the dice. That's my dick.
Oh, my God, man.
They are so
come to the party.
Oh,
just come to the, party. We have a Saturday with Steph.
We got
a whole bunch of EKGs.
EKGs is nice.
Y'all
I don't know.
I love me an EKG.
Hey, you can come. Somebody got service food.
Oh,
Oh, man.
Rachel, there's 6 minutes left. Press one.
Hey, it's a party on Saturday?
Huh?
We partying on Saturday?
The Jersey Boys, they got their own garage now. All the guys, they got their own big mechanic shop. They have like a Christmas party over there. All right,
I'm coming. I'm bringing my car.
Is that the competition? Is that the competition?
You can't use your car. You heard it at 427. My car has no motor in it.
What? Nigga, I'm bringing my truck.
Bring that 427 with you, too.
What's a 427?
You.
You, nigga.
What does that mean?
Your ass.
Somebody catching on.
Ten detail.
Aw, man, don't do me like that.
You want to be a 427. You a moving rod. You ain't like these other steel motherfuckers.
Oh my god, y'all are hilarious.
Aluminum wide?
Aluminum rod. A rod goes in the motor, and that's what makes the picture.
Y'all was about to make poor little Bobby cry.
All right, I can't. Poor little Tink Tink. Leave me alone. But listen, I'm going to bring my spiked eggnog.
Yo, listen. Yo, what time y'all cooking on Saturday, man?
We gonna start like 7. I got all the shrimp fish, and they gonna get crab legs.
Right.
Steph, you gonna get that chicken?
No, man. I'm coming straight from the shop. They gonna have. They make a damn. They gonna like seafood dinner show over there Saturday.
You gonna
pay
the tray
fish,
chicken?
Shrimp.
Nah, fish. We got
no,
chicken. We got
fried, fried chicken.
Fried
turkey
fried
wings.
Turkey wings. That what I ate there.
Oh,
make any of
them, all right, good hygiene. I'm gonna bring you a bottle of lemon sauce for your house,
Saturday,
all right?
They can make a lot of money Saturday.
Hey, Don. Dallas. You know your man Don sent me a $150 bottle of wine, yo.
Who?
Don.
Get out of here.
Word up.
Wow. $150, sir, for some wine?
From
he
Germany,
wants
son.
Get out of here. Not,
from Germany, son.
What did he say for Christmas?
For my birthday.
Okay,
Somebody just said he sent that because he wants some ass.
Okay, real talk. Only real talk.
I'm
just saying somebody said that. I want to make sure that's what I heard.
That nigga wants some buns.
Yeah, y'all. That chick came right on time.
Oh, that
is
a
sizzle.
That's
all.
Y'all are
I can't deal with y'all tonight.
Oh, my God, man.
What is that, kid with that bullshit phone?
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. Yo, we got 3 minutes left on the air. Yo, we're going to fucking show tonight, though.
Make sure y'all call at 9 o'clock for my shit. Call in
on the line and go right into Big Homie Show.
That's right.
What is your topic?
That's right. My topic tonight is how deep is your love? How far are you willing to go for your partner?
Are you going to put up on hold and transfer us over? How does it work? I got to hang up or what?
You got to hang up.
You
got to hang up.
You got to just stay on.
You just stay on.
How tall?
Yes, Kia.
If I don't talk to you, have a good holiday.
If you don't what, baby?
I said, if I don't talk to you,
I'll have
a good holiday.
You don't speak to me. Put that shit out.
I said, if I don't speak to you,
I'll have
a good holiday.
Okay, you too, baby.
You know he's coming over tonight with that EK.
Oh, man.
Why they got to come on her
eye?
Oh,
no,
yo, we only got 2 minutes left. Do y'all got to get us started again?
When I come out and I'm going to fuck up, I'm going to try to kill your ass up.
All righty then.
Everybody
turn
to Revelation
3:17,
please.
Yeah, yeah,
it's time. Yeah. What?
Imagine if she come down south with us with everybody around. Boy, she commit suicide.
But if you say down south, you mean over there by Fayetteville?
Yeah.
I will not miss that shit this year. I tell you that.
Now.
Hey, we got
Diddy Show's coming up next. Everybody, next fucking call.
It's 9 o'clock. We're going right into the Big Homie Show. Great show tonight. Thanks for calling in. We're going right into the Big Homie Show.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name.
Yourself in the face.
What?
Don't laugh, Bobby.
Who's laughing? Sorry. Who's laughing? Who is laughing?
That was Bobby laughing.
All right, who else is on the line? We got Bobby. Welcome, Bobby. Who else is on the line?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, you there? Welcome, Tiffany. Who else is on the line?
I'm on here.
All right, that's what it is. All right, so, Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby, have you ever, what was the worst part of a relationship that you had to overcome and prove your love?
I mean, I've dealt with several things in different situations.
Give me one major one.
Infidelity.
All right.
I didn't actually catch his hand in the cookie jar, but I knew because of how he started moving that he was cheating.
Okay, how did you get past that?
We eventually broke up.
Well, that's not getting past it.
I mean, initially, because I couldn't catch him, but you know when you know your mate, you know when things are not going right. You know what it is. And I try to ignore it at first. And then I felt like I started taking the blame for it. For whatever reason, I didn't know what else to do. And so I started going above and beyond to try to make this nigga happy when it was like it really didn't matter. It wasn't about me. It's just something that he was doing.
Right.
And then after I realized it was nothing I could really do, that's when shit started to fade to black.
So let me ask you a question. You never caught him in his hand in a cookie jar. Did they catch him? Would it actually changed it?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen several things happen. I didn't actually catch him with the dick in somebody else's pussy, but at the end of the day, I knew he was cheating. There was enough signs, enough little things started going on, and once I stopped turning the other cheek and was like, all right, face it, he's cheating, I started to see everything that I needed to see, but at that point, I was already ready to leave anyway. So it really didn't matter what I saw at that point. I was ready to go.
Interesting. Tiffany.
Yes.
What's the deepest thing that you had to overcome in your relationship to prove your love?
I would also agree with Bobby, infidelity, and I did ultimately forgive him because I actually caught him red-handed.
In the pussy?
No, the chick and I actually met up, and we.
That's not red-handed. That is
red-handed because. It was like a whole big thing. But anyway, I met her. We talked or whatever. We posted up at his crib and everything. Waited for him. It went crazy. But ultimately, I did forgive him, and I say I forgive him because now I have two kids with him.
Still with him?
No.
But, you had the kids after you forgave him?
Yes.
Asshole.
and you are 100% right, and I'm gonna own that. I'm going to own that. But at
you
that time, I was
no
so in love.
That shit.
Yeah. At that point in time, I was like so in love. It was crazy, but.
Well, you know what? The hearts of women are different from the hearts of men, no matter how.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the man right now. Good hygiene. You over there?
You.
What's the hardest thing you ever had to overcome with women to prove your love?
Fuck me up with that one.
The reason why I asked that question, because a guy of mine, his lady was telling him she was going to the Bronx to help her sick mother out. And she did that for 2 months. And then he double backed and went up to her mother's house, and her mother said, "I ain't seen her in 6 months."
Oh, wow.
See, mine's so more hard because I ain't had too many females that
and
I was scared about.
Then he got a phone record. He got a phone record because he was paying the bill, and he called the numbers that she called the most, and they all was dudes. So they had a talk. He said, "I know you're cheating. I know you've been to your mom's house. I talked to all these guys up your phone, and she came clean."
Well, but I don't know this. It ain't happened to me, but I know someone like real close to me, like my family, that went through it, and I had to go through it with him. He got three kids, two girls and one boy, and the last one come back to find out that it wasn't his after he was four.
Wow.
And he dude called him up out of nowhere like, yo, I need to talk to you about the kid dead. He dealing with the chick so close, living with her, everything. The dude come up and she lying in his face, and then the dude pop up and be like, look at these pictures. These are testaments he's sending. Sharing the kid, sharing the time and everything. That's when you know you got a raggedy bitch.
Yes.
Wow.
But when how powerful is love? Do love really truly conquer all?
I think it depends on the person and what you've been through in your life. Yeah. Me personally, love is cute. It's nice to have. It gives you some type of something in your relationships. But I'd rather the respect and the loyalty. And what people don't understand is there's a difference between loyalty and being faithful, too.
Absolutely.
Big difference. Yeah.
It is?
Because you can have a dude that, you can have a woman or a man that's loyal to her family. Like, she's not going to let nothing or nobody come to the, between her and her man. Whatever. She's going to hold it down, put him first, but she could be fucking around on him. She's just not being faithful, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
I tell you,
it's a fine line.
How can you fuck and be loyal?
You be loyal to the situation. You taking care of everything. You can have a chick that go to work every day, take care of her man, and the man too, just whatever. But she's fucking around.
Once you
this is why, this is why a lot of men cheat, and they will straight up tell you, like, they don't understand why the female is flipping. Like, yeah, I just fucked her, but, like, you know, I'm with you. That's
the
line between loyalty and faithfulness.
Nah, that's some simple person bullshit, because once you step out, you can no longer be loyal.
How so? Get a dictionary and look at the difference.
You could be loyal to me by laying with somebody else.
Your boy could be loyal to you, getting money with you and everything, but he may have another team of niggas that he's getting money with. What does that mean?
Yeah, but loyalty by far as a relationship. You can't be loyal in a relationship and sleeping with somebody else.
So let me ask you, what you're saying is, as a man, you have a wife, a lady, whatever.
Right.
That's your home team. That's your base.
Right.
So you can admit that if you step out on her, you're not being loyal to her?
Exactly.
Okay. Just ask him. I mean,
but see, the question tonight is because I truly believe that people have no real concept of true love.
Right.
So that's why I asked the question, how deep is your love? Because
you really,
the first time of bad weather, people just don't hang in there.
But that means they don't really love you. They love the situation. If it's when it's good, but when you really love somebody, it's not that easy to just turn the other cheek, which is why a lot of women put up with infidelity. You can call a woman stupid, you can call her a lot of things, but if you really, really, really love a person, you're gonna try to work through a lot of things that people on the outside that really don't have the concept of what love is gonna tell you you're being stupid for. I've been called stupid a million times. I've been called for a million times, but I know in my heart I really loved this guy. And so that was my position, and that was the end of that.
So, may Shelly something. So, Shelly, you still there?
I'm here.
So, you only had two penises your whole life, am I correct?
I can't hear you. I hear noise in the background. I didn't hear you. Say that again.
I said you only had two penises your whole life, am I correct?
Correct.
Did you love both of those?
I would have to say I loved my son's father more. That's because when I was younger, that was my first boyfriend, you know, my first sex partner, stuff like that. Yeah, I would say I loved him more, yes.
No, I asked you love him more. I said you love both.
Um,
That means no.
Yeah.
That took a long time for you to say fucking yeah, man.
Because I had to think about it. I mean, you asked me a question, did I love both? But I'm trying to explain to you that I love my son's father. I love him a lot more. So it's kind of a difficult question.
Okay, so out of the two penises that you only had in your life.
Why do you keep stressing that?
Because that's important for a woman 30 plus years old to only have two dicks.
Okay.
Now, with the guys that you went out on dates, did you ever think you loved any of them?
No.
So you really have no real concept of how deep your love is.
Right. You're right about that. That's correct. You're right.
That's crazy.
You're right. No, it's not
right.
crazy. It's just who I am. It's not crazy. I mean, you know, it's not
it's crazy.
It's
at this age to have no real concept of it.
Okay.
But you can't confuse with how deep your love is for somebody with how you feel about yourself.
Exactly.
A lot of people will overdo some shit with their mate because of what they're lacking within themselves. So they overcompensate with how they treat their mates and what they put up with their mates. So before you can even really truly love somebody, you really got to have your own shit in order.
Yeah, but
that's
we ain't
true.
Going there. We ain't going there tonight. Tonight we try to focus on how do you love your partner? How far are you willing to go? The guy that I talked about today, he caught his woman in a lie. He talked to the penises, and he still took her back.
But
that,
you don't think that ties into himself? You don't think that ties into him as a man and how he feels about himself in certain areas? You don't think so?
So you think there's more about him than it is for his love for her?
I'm not saying more about him, but he it got to tie in with him somewhere. When you the saying goes, when you know better, you do better. However the fuck that saying goes. So they had it goes back to the person as well.
So you don't think
you can't
that
just love
love
a person how deep is the love and then they just fucking around treating you crazy. You gotta step back and look at yourself for a minute. Like, wait a minute. Granted, you can forgive somebody because you love them, but at what point do you look at yourself and be like, how deep is my love for this person? Who is this really about? Me or them?
It took me a long time. It took me many years to realize that. How long did it take me? It took me six years.
Yeah,
I
stopped
loving my husband 6 years ago. I stayed in a marriage for my daughter.
Y'all still together, like in the same building, or no?
No, I live in my own place, and he lives where he lives.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually happy. No, I'm comfortable with it now.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. I know you have ran through quite a few women in your time. Hopefully.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. So have you ever ran through a hard situation? And what hard situation have you been through with a woman that proved how much you loved her?
Shit, it's more than. You think they stepped out? Or they stole, they took money from you. You know what I'm saying? And your ass stuck around. You know what I'm saying?
No, not my ass, nigga. Your ass, nigga. We talking
about
you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me, nigga.
you trying to wiggle out of that shit, yo.
Yo, you catch a motherfucker going in your pockets in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? And your ass
I think that's worse than cheating.
To me, that is the ultimate no-no. You know what I'm saying? But if I feel you are stealing from me, that's like you fucking sticking me up. That's like a nigga in the street going to my pocket.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
where I lay my head at. I got to wake up in the middle of the night and I see
exactly.
you in my
I might could forgive cheating, but I will never forgive a crook.
And now you're on timeout. You can't get nothing from me.
Stealing?
You are on time the fuck out.
You're talking about stealing?
Yes.
You tap a nigga pocket while he's wide awake. Just while he's standing up on his cell phone talking shit to somebody, just run up on his pocket, tap him, digging him out.
You do that to your man?
No, that's okay. Yeah, but he's up. We talking about sneak thieving.
Yeah, you know, because you can front like you playing, but you know what you got in your pocket. You ain't play around. I do it.
No. We talking about this nigga is fucking. That ain't shit. You nigga let that fly.
Like you straight stealing, like you sleep snoring, and you turn over and you see the bitch tiptoeing around your room, digging in your pockets.
Exactly. Exactly.
You never thought she was capable of that beforehand, like.
No, you never know. It's deeper today still.
No, let me tell y'all a situation. I knew somebody who caught a bitch going through his pockets, like on some going in his pockets while he was asleep, like he had his pants to the side.
Right.
And he didn't know, you know. This was years ago. So, you know, back then you used to write your numbers down, keep your numbers in your pocket or whatever have you. He didn't know because he used to have money in his pocket. He didn't know if the bitch was digging in his pocket or, you know, for money or for the number. He stole on her.
Either way, she was wrong. So
he stopped her and he punched her in the face. Like,
yeah, you lie. Yo, you couldn't get punched in the face. My reaction could
that
be
that is a violation,
up.
Though. Like, just
ask. He's thinking, he got a number. Let's say, in his head, he knew he had no number in his pocket. But he knew he had some money in his pocket. She don't know that he don't have no number in his pocket. So you got caught going in my pockets. What's your first thing? Thinking, bitch, you trying to take my money?
Exactly. What's the problem? Punch you in your face. What's the problem?
Yeah,
that's grimy, though. You deserve to get punched in your face for stealing.
So, Donna.
Uh-huh.
So I want to ask you this question. In relationships, have you ever been in a relationship where you had to, when you went through something that was so bad for you, that you had to prove your love to overcome that?
You mean like
to my love?
Yeah, someone?
Yeah.
Like if you with somebody, they cheated on you, they lied to you. DJ, you fucking up, DJ. They lied to you. They misled you. They stole from you.
Are you asking me?
I never had to deal with nobody stealing from me. But like as far as me being in a serious relationship with somebody and they like betrayed me in some kind of way.
And you
like
had to prove your love by overcoming that.
I'm kind of good at putting things in the back of my head, so that's not like I have a habit of brushing things off. Like as far as,
I had something like that happened to me in my marriage.
Yeah, I've had a situation where I was with somebody and he like cheated or whatever. It was a whole big thing, and yeah, I forgave him for it, but it just didn't sit right with me. I don't know if it was that incident in and of itself, but like after that, like shit just wasn't the same. And you could probably blame it on that incident, but it took a while. It was probably something simple when we finally did break up. It was something simple, but I know it had something to do with me not confronting that issue, that previous issue that I sort of confronted and like forgave him for it or whatever. And I guess I figured because I forgave him for it, he was I don't know, respected more or whatever have you, which he did for a minute. But to me, it was still a betrayal. And in my mind, I was still scheming always to get him back. And, like, it just didn't work out after that. But it lasted for a good 6 months after the fact.
So do you believe that love conquers all wrongs?
I think if you really love somebody, like it's not that they can't do any wrong, but like basically, what other people see about this person, like you're not gonna see it. Like you blind to everything but you and that person. So it's easier for you to forgive and work things out in a certain manner than you and I was.
A little bit. Can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, say something.
Okay. Something similar happened in my marriage probably about 8 or 9 years ago.
my husband and his friends, they used to, you know, come over or whatever, you know, I guess drink beer or whatever, and, you know, I used to cook food or whatever and, you know, cook for everybody. And then his one friend used to hit on me all the time, behind his back all the time, and I'm, like, telling my husband, I'm like, look, dude, I don't want him over here, you know, he's tripping, da-da-da-da-da. Every time you turn your back, he has something to say, flip out his mouth, you know, I don't want him here. He's like, oh, you know, he's just drinking, this, that, and the third. So one day we were having a cookout, and I went in the house, and he came in the house behind me, and I'm like, you know, what are you doing? He's like, oh, don't tell your husband, I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I'm like, what? So I basically almost had to fight this motherfucker, actually, to get out of my house, to get
who's
out
this?
Of my house.
Who's talking?
Hold on. Shelly. This is Shelly.
Shelly?
I almost had to fight this motherfucker to get, yeah, this is a true story. This is one of the reasons why I'm not with him. I almost had to fight him to get out of my house, so I didn't know what was going to happen. So I get out, and I'm yelling, screaming, hysterical, crying, and I'm telling him, dude, I done told you, I don't want him in my house. I don't want him around me. And he said, he's telling me, you know what, oh, he's this drunk, this, that, and the third. And, you know, they went about their business still smoking and drinking like it was cool. You know,
what
so
you say, Shay? Shay, time out.
No respect for me.
Time out. Your man didn't talk to you, lack of communication. He had whack dick, and he was pissy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he was definitely scared of homeboy.
He was scared of
death. What?
It was just crazy.
It wouldn't be crazy.
You know?
You picked a pussy. You put down with a pussy.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
A dude come in my house and make my chick feel a little comfortable in her own house.
Yeah, I told him that. I told him that on several occasions, and he was like, oh, he's just drunk, that, you know, and I'm like, no,
so
I was very
uncomfortable. You came outside, and you told your husband that, yo, he grabbed on me, and he's all over me, and he didn't do nothing.
No, he just got in my face in an uncomfortable way, like, he kind of, like, cornered me, and I was like, yo, you know, and I was like, basically, just getting ready to fight him, like, you know, this is too much right now. This is, you overboard with it now.
The husband and dude, I mean, well, in one way, I can see what Big Homie's saying by, in a way that he's saying pussy, meaning that, well, I think Big Homie was saying when he said pussy, meaning that your man was pussy for the simple fact of, this nigga coming in the house included, and then you tell him, and then they're going to sit there and have a beer with him. No, that's some...
He was like, he told me, you know how he is, he drinks, da-da-da-da-da.
No,
I'm not comfortable with that. You know,
I
just want to order whatever. I'm not comfortable with that.
Come on, everybody, come on. When they were sitting there having that bear when he paid his money. Because ain't no way in hell a nigga going to cut it on mine and come in, we're going to sit and have a bear together.
He told me that, you know, that's how he is, da-da-da, you know how he is, you know, and I was telling him, before that even happened, how uncomfortable I was with him, you know, with him even being in the house. He used to come over and, you know, wait for him, you know, or whatever in the yard. I was very uncomfortable with that. Very, very uncomfortable.
Can I say something real fast?
Go ahead.
Me, personally, I think we should have left the nigga a long motherfucking time ago.
You're not the only one that said that. You know, I mean, that's a mistake that I made, and you know what?
That's a 20-year lame nigga mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people stick for different reasons. I mean, you know, I don't want to be judged for that, you know? Don't judge me for that, though.
I'm not judging you, bitch. I'm just telling you that some of these problems that we cause ourselves are self-inflicted.
You're right.
Well, she's free now, and she's going to get out there, and she's going to get her life, and everything is going to be all right.
Hey, Shelly, are you out there getting your life, trying to get right?
I'm trying. I don't know how to get back out there, but I'm trying.
What do you mean?
What do you mean trying to get back out there? You just fucking go
back
out.
How long have you been single, Shelly?
Say that again.
How long have you been single?
Maybe about, I guess, 2 months.
Have you been to Shelly?
That ain't bad. I can't hear. Say that again.
Have you kissed a penis yet?
No, I'm working on it. I gotta find
one. Yeah, well, you can work a little harder on that shit, nigga. Penis is your friend, nigga.
Wait a minute. I'm still, hold on. I'm still a
wife mode. I can't just go out there. You know, that's not me. That's not who
you
I am.
You've been in wife mode 20 years. That's the only penis you ever had. You better get with the program, baby.
You know what? You guys are right. You're right. You're right about that. You guys are 100% right. I just have to learn
like,
how to
like big homie, like the big homie said a long time ago on another show, he said, you don't even know if that was a good penis or bad penis.
Yeah, and you're right. I was right about you're right. You're right.
You had 20 years of lameness. You can kiss one fucking penis off the strip of being boy. You owe yourself that.
I just don't know how to go about doing it, like I said. You know,
here's what you do.
Tell her what to do, Tana. You close your eyes and
no,
you cover
shut up.
Up.
No, I'm saying she said she don't know how to go about getting one. Go to a lot of functions, like not functions where you don't know people. Go to like when your friends invite you out, and that way you're like if you can inquire about somebody and they can tell you a little something about that person, you know, because you said you're not that type of person. But at this point, you really finding yourself after 20 years. I remember saying I never said anything, and shit. But that's the different story altogether. But when
right.
I'm saying you not saying that you go out there and you be ratchet, but you gotta get out and like be around people and just don't be afraid. Ain't nothing embarrassing when you're an adult.
Right.
You too grown to be embarrassed.
You're right.
So if you feel around me, and I'm saying 2 months is a short. I mean, I don't know if you went from getting dick every day to nothing. That's something different, but. If you don't mind me asking, when was the last time you had sex with your ex-husband? Hello?
Okay. I'm sorry, say that last statement again.
When was the last time you had sex with your ex-husband?
Probably I'd say August, September, maybe.
Come on. Hold the fuck up. Come on. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. When the last time you had dick?
August. I think it's around the end of August.
So the last thing you fucked was that loser?
August,
oh my
September,
God.
October, November, December. 4 months, okay.
Yeah, 4 months.
So I just decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. I started living in a separate part of the house, and then, you know, I got my dough up and I bounced.
Hold up, but time out. The dude who wasn't communicating. Had lousy penis and let his homeboy try to beat your fucking insides up.
Oh,
that's
my God.
The dude you decide to fuck?
No, nigga, this was before she left. She was still in the house.
No. Yeah, this, yeah.
If they ask you why you did it.
Like, in all honesty, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not gonna go jump on no fucking strange. You ain't gonna get you no kind of strange.
That's where I'm at. You're not gonna do that.
I mean, when you really love somebody, it's hard for you to just walk out of that and jump on something else. It's a mental thing.
Come out.
I went 2 years without rocking a joint.
Time out. But when your fucking man is letting his boy crack on you, and he
it don't matter what the read what your man did. If your heart is in it, and that's where that's the zone you in, it's not that easy for you to just jump on something. At least not for me. Well, back then, as an adult now, I mean, you know, ain't no telling what the fuck. But I could understand what she's saying.
Man, when the dude first job as your man is to protect you.
And when he does it, that don't mean you need to go out there and hump something. It is what it is. You leave him, yeah, but that don't mean it's so easy for you to just jump out and go hump something.
Oh, no, I'm not saying hump something. I'm saying why give him some more pussy?
Oh, she said after that she humped him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. Sure.
Say that again.
So the boyfriend, the guy's friend came over. He tried to make a move on you. He ate your flanks. He ate your ribs.
He ate the burger, he drunk the beer, and nobody punched him in the face.
Yeah, he
said that's how deep your love is right there.
I'm sucker for that, though, for real. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to go tell my dude somebody try to push up and he not going to dig in his choke stash.
I'm going to tell you,
you know what? And it's kind of your fault, too, Shelly, because you should have knocked your man upside his fucking head when he ain't do shit.
Yeah.
You should stop that nigga.
Okay, that's true. But I was hoping that he would go ahead and take care of the issue.
Well,
when he didn't say something, you should have said something. Or maybe I said something to him and my husband in front of both of them. I was like, you need to check him. I'm uncomfortable. And then he was like, she's uncomfortable with it, this, that, and the third. But he didn't enforce it like I wanted him to enforce it. He didn't do that. You said they both were standing there when you said it? Say that again.
Was they both together when you said that?
Yes. When I was basically hysterically crying, trying to get out of my house, like,
she's crying now.
Listen that window.
Well, you know what? Subconsciously, you needed out. That was your out. That was the light that you needed to see at the end of the tunnel for you to get your ass up out of there.
That wasn't the light, Lola, because after she gave a nigga up, after they gave the friend a beer and a fucking Frank, months later, she fucked the dude again.
Okay, well, he was still my husband, this and the third. I probably shouldn't have done that or whatever, but, I mean, you know, just, you know, cut me some slack.
Cut you some slack.
Ain't no telling when the next time she's going to get some dick. She got to get her shit out.
Fuck it, right? Tell her, Shelly, you had knees. Fuck it. Go to your husband. Fuck it. Don't go to the next nigga. Fuck it.
I'll leave Shelly alone. Leave that baby alone.
Fuck people.
I know, right?
Fuck that one. No, that's not me. That's not who I am.
Shelly is not ugly. She'd get dick right now.
Okay, but she don't want to. Well, because you cute, don't mean you got to run out there being a scallywag.
Right.
Thank you. She don't want to. What the fuck? Since I've been separated, I want to go out and get dick and all this stuff. It's not even about that. I mean, really.
Be a scallywag to get dick?
No, but if she just don't feel like that's in her on her to-do list to go out there and do all that because she's single and she's cute and whatever,
that's only been two months. What would Bobby do?
It depends on the frame of mind. Like I said, when I broke with my daughter's father, I didn't have no black book. I didn't have nobody. I was loyal to that nigga. I shouldn't have been. There was nobody to go back to in the past. 4 or 5 years that went by. The past was the past. I was a new mom. I was doing a bunch of other shit. I didn't plan to not have nothing for 2 years. I didn't plan it. I didn't say I'm not gonna fuck nobody. But before I looked up, a lot of time had gone by. And then my sister dragged me on this ski trip and made me talk to this guy. But the point is, a lot of time had went by. So it really depends on my mood and where I'm at. Me personally, when I'm mentally and emotionally involved with somebody like that, and I don't fuck with them no more, I don't plan it, but I take a break anyway. I need that break. I need that time to just kind of sit back. It could be 2 months, 3 months, a day. It don't matter. The point is I need time to just sit down somewhere and get my thoughts in order. So I can't really put a time on it on what I would do.
Well, I think Shelly is the prime example of deep love. Not saying it's a bad thing at all. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. When we say how deep is your love?
Who
I
is
think
watching
that's
that ratchet ass show?
What?
Turn your TV down. We can hear
Ooh.
Tiny. Somebody was watching that damn Tiny show on VH1. Turn your TV down.
No, I'm watching the Knicks get their ass beat by the egg roll nigga. But I think that Shelly's a prime example of deep love, and that's a good thing. But to what extent?
You're right about that. You're absolutely right. You're right.
I want somebody to love me like Shelly loved that dude. I think I got somebody, but I wouldn't bet the house on it. But I think it's a good thing.
Mm.
she wasn't aware of his bullshit because she loved him so much.
Yeah.
He wasn't even aware of it.
Most men aren't.
He's very aware of it now. He's very aware.
Yeah, it's always after the fact. They look back and be like, damn.
I can't do it. I need to do me. I haven't done Shelly in a while. I mean, I've done so much to where I forgot about me, and I'm not doing that no more.
So the dude that wouldn't take up for you wants you back?
Yeah.
And he's an asshole. So let me get this straight. He don't communicate. He has white dick. He didn't protect us. And he's an asshole. Because you cannot want to come back after your friend try to hit it.
And other things.
Other friends try to hit it?
Hey, I got a question.
No,
Dr.
stop it. No.
Oh.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby.
How'd you get the instrumental to Diamonds in the Rough?
Yes, I'm Bobby.
How you get the instrumental
right
to that? Like,
if I tell you that, you gotta suck my dick.
Oh my god, here we go. I was just.
Well, that ain't Diamond in the Rough.
You gotta talk to Levita about that. She's my keyboard operator. She's my Cinderella. She's my Cinderella tonight.
I love that song. The instrumental, that's good stuff. But
do any of you ladies and gentlemen have a question for Dr. Love?
Call him, boy.
Any questions for Dr. Feelgood? Oh, y'all know everything, huh?
What happened?
Any questions for Dr. Feelgood?
I'm just saying, where should I go from here, Dr. Feelgood? This is Shelly.
You want me to give you a blueprint?
I'm
going to give you a blueprint. How old is your kids?
I have a 20-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter.
You said a 40-year-old son?
20-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter.
Is there a 20-year-old son in the house?
He is. He's with me, and he has major issues with my husband, yes.
All right, so check it out. He's a babysitter, so you have no questions, no problems with going out, do you?
No, I don't. I don't have any questions about going out. I just don't go out.
Okay.
I just
my only suggestion to you is at least 3 days a week you go out and do something.
3 days?
Okay. Yeah. I work, though. I'm going to hang out. I work 5 of those 3 days.
That's a lot.
We all work.
Nitty, 3 days is a lot to be hanging out.
Dr. Feelgood, I have a question, Dr. Feelgood.
Hold up. 2 days a week. 2 days a week, go out and do something. It ain't got to be with no guy. Just get out. Because you can't find a dude on your couch. That's all I'm saying.
You're 100% right. So...
take some time out of your busy schedule saving the world and save Shelly.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Next question.
Dr. Feelgood, sometimes I don't feel too good. Hey. No, really. Sometimes, hear it. Listen, sometimes.
Stop farting.
Listen. Sometimes I really don't want to be single, and then sometimes I do. I'm a little confused, and I want to know, why am I single?
I'm going to tell you why you're single. The first part is your ass is too damn big. It's a distraction.
I'm a
distraction. The real reason you're single.
The real reason
you're single is majority of bitches ain't shit. So why would a dude pick a committed relationship when he could just fuck them ain't shit bitches?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Wow.
Can we just narrow things down, please?
Okay. Another reason why you could be single because most men have a hard time accepting a woman like you.
How is she?
Yeah.
She's independent. She got a lot of swag. She could be more on top of her game than he is in a lot of different areas. I do look at her as a mountain that's very hard to climb.
Can I say something?
You can say, go ahead, jump in.
Okay. You know what I think? My thing is, Shelly, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Did he ever cheat on you before and you forgave him?
Sorry, I can't hear. There's a lot of background noise. I can't hear you.
I said, did he ever cheat on you before and you forgave him?
I cannot hear you. I can't hear you.
Yeah, there's a lot of static, a lot of background noise.
Can you
Shelly,
hear me now?
Can you hear me? I can hear.
He said, did he ever cheat on you and you forgave him?
Okay. Again, not to my knowledge, he has never brought anything to my face or had me to even have an idea or anything like that to my knowledge. No, I have never had to worry about checking phones and calling them and all that. No, that has never been an issue in my relationship. No,
so
to my knowledge.
He was too fucking lean for that shit, yo.
I'm what?
What?
The dude was too fucking lame.
That wasn't an issue.
This is real talk. I'm going to keep it real with you. To me, he took you for granted. He seen what you was about.
I
wish you ever doing that. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up with all that noise in the background.
Oh, my God.
That's what I mean. Just shut up. Now, Shelly, what I'm saying is I think he took you for granted at a point. Because
yes.
the simple
yes,
fact,
he
seen what he had, and he knew what he was going through, and y'all had a long-term relationship, so he
yes.
took it to his advantage, and
yes.
he was using you, plain and simple. He didn't
yes.
give a fuck about you when it came
yes.
down to that point.
Yes.
When it came to that dude coming to your house and all that shit, he didn't care about it. You
nope.
understand? But that was his point of telling you he really didn't give a fuck.
Exactly,
okay.
I agree.
Who is that talking?
Okay.
That's real
okay.
talk.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay. Ask you a question.
This is Tiffany.
All okay, right. Tiff. Go on with it, Tiff.
All right. I've been told this by a few people. I'm a lady, but I'm too thuggish, and I'm not sensitive enough. Like, why? Like, how can I be more sensitive and submissive, I should say?
Okay, hold on, let me ask you a question. I don't right. think that you should do anything different for the guy that you're with that's not in your regular natural MO. If the
yeah,
guy
exactly.
that you're with is so sensitive that you're fucking rubbing him the wrong way, you might need a new dude.
Exactly. Can I say something, Dr.
Phil? No, but what I'm saying
is, okay, now this is what I think. Because if you were a real man, no matter how a female is, if she's thuggish, if she's ladylike, if she's classy, he's going to be with you no matter what kind of way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
It's not about being
mm-hmm.
thuggish, you understand? Because he's supposed to accept your persona the way you are if they really want to be with you.
Exactly.
Yep.
The guy that you're talking about, Tiffany, he's not really for you.
No, I heard about several people, but I try to explain to them. I'm that way partly because I have 11 brothers. So
right.
for me, being like rough and just having
right.
that wall up, that's
right.
just how I was brought up.
And a guy should understand that once you say you had 11 brothers.
Mm-hmm. They don't get it. They
don't get it, but you're more man than they are. That's the problem.
Hello, Dr. Feelgood. I have another question.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Like, forget it.
You hear me?
I just, you know, I seem to be coming across a lot of lame guys who act like they're up for the challenge, and then once they're around me for a little while, they start to flake out. Dr. Feelgood, I don't understand what's going on. Am I choosing the wrong guys or what?
No, you're not choosing the wrong guys. A lot of guys is not being honest about who they say they are. So, you know, They come at you acting like they the deal, and then when you put that real official swag on them, they fold up like a beach chair. That's not your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me explain it to you, young lady. Now,
get him.
First of all, you need to change your whole tone because, you know, if you're going on the way you sound, you sound like one of those uppity white girls.
I don't talk like that. I'm being funny, okay? Let's start
over. I know
over.
You are. So am I.
Oh, you broke her out of that shit in 2 seconds.
let's start over so we can ixnay that.
That bitch is clean in 2 seconds.
You like nigga before you start.
Yeah, let's ixnay that whole thing.
Yo, that nigga came clean in 2 seconds.
That all right,
I'm back, bitches. I'm back, bitches. I'm back, bitches.
Okay.
Oh, not wrong stuff.
Don't
do that one, please.
Jesus.
I mean, so real talk, I'm listening.
I was just, I knew you. I've been listening to the show, it's his Steph show, so I knew you was messing with it, so I was messing with you. To get it out of
I'm saying, is this you? Because this is me. Is this you?
This is real talk, yeah.
Right.
This is real talk.
Hey.
What you mean?
No, but I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's like I'll meet a guy, and, you know, I guess, you know, whatever. I get the light-skinned fool him, I guess. I don't know. I look one way, but I guess I'm another. And they get around me, and they, like Dr. Phil, they act like they down with the whole shit.
But
then after a while, I realize they start folding. They start bitching up, and it's like...
That's because, you know what?
I don't think I'm an intimidating female.
You're probably a very attractive female with a body. You got your jewels on, you got your makeup on if you wear makeup, and they're intimidated by you because you want they got to give you more than what you want. You understand?
But how would they know? Yeah. They think I want more than what I actually want just by my appearance. And if you get to know me, you'll
but
know
see,
a whole different side.
But
that's judging a book by its
so
cover.
Those guys just want to ask.
Yeah, but
it goes by. It's like if you see a female in a club and she's dressed up. A lot of guys, some guys get intimidated. You understand? Dealing with the fact of who they was dealing with beforehand. You understand? So if they dealing with that female, let's say for instance, not to be funny or anything, but if they dealing with a female that was on welfare or whatever, and they buy all these jewels and got her thinking she this and that, when they meet a real female, they gonna think like, wait, hold up. I'm sure you can only see got going on right now. So what I'm going to try to do is get the ass. If I can get the ass, I'm going to get the ass and break off. If I can't get the ass, fuck it. I'm going to leave Shorty alone.
That's just so dumb.
It is.
No, it's dumb, but it's true.
And it's laziness. It's lazy because if you get a chick that don't really require much and you can impress her with bullshit, but then you come across
exactly.
a female...
That
you know,
has,
that's being lazy. It's like, damn,
no,
I can't
no,
really
no,
do nothing
no.
for her. And
you
in fact, you actually
lazy.
Can. You're not even thinking
no.
outside the box.
No, but you could say it's being lazy, but it's a true fact.
No, it is true, but it's also being lazy. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. It's being lazy.
Yeah, it's true.
You're lowering your standards. That's what you're doing. You're lowering your standards. You understand?
So, no, they expect you to. So this is why they fold.
No,
because
I'm talking
when
about
they,
the man. I'm talking about the man is lowering his standards because he feels like he can't do what he's supposed to do.
Hello.
A man lowers his standards? Wow.
But how would he know what he's supposed to do if
what
he doesn't even
world?
Try? He just judges
because
a chick by
going,
how she looks.
He's going by image. He's assuming. When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So what he's doing is he's assuming on the fact of how this female looks and what she's about. Not knowing that some females that dress up like that or whatever the class may be, they on welfare as well. So he's not playing his card to see exactly what's going
yeah,
on.
I'm trying to apply for
EPM. I'm a slap you, Bobby. It's too much passing of judgment on people before you just know that.
Dr. Feelgood, am I right? Where the hell did Dr. Feelgood go?
You kind of took over the damn thing, man. So you kind of... Shit. Took over the damn show.
I'm being truthful, you know. I don't know where Dr. Phil is.
No, you're speaking the truth.
Yeah, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got another caller.
Oh,
we got Crystal on there. Crystal, you there?
I'm trying to be.
You there, baby?
I'm sorry. I was long-winded.
I'm trying to be here. I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. I've been sitting on here for like 15 minutes trying to just figure out what's going on, and I can't figure out what's going on. So what is the topic today?
How deep is your love? That's today's topic. How deep is your love for your mate? And what are you willing to do to show how deep your love is?
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'll listen a little bit longer before I add in, because it's interesting. It sounds like people are saying that they've done some enormous stuff for people and they don't feel appreciated. Is that pretty much what's going on?
Yeah.
you could say that, but that pretty much sums it up. Shelly was saying what she had been through and everything. Me personally, this is real talk, talking me personally, I think a person loves it. If you really love a person, there should be no limit to it. Me personally, if you really love a person, there should be no limit to it. You understand? And like what she was explaining, for the simple fact of it, that what she been through, I'm just saying that her, the person she was with didn't care for as much as, you know, he was supposed to.
But then where do you draw the line? Like, if the topic
she
is,
drawn
I
the
need this to love,
she should
where do you draw the line if you're saying, in a way,
when you've had enough of drawing the line, that's when you break out. There's really no time limit. This is Shelly talking. That I feel that I've wasted too much time trying to figure out how to get out. I mean, I'm going to keep that real, but you know what? I've learned from my mistake, and going forward, I'm not going to make that mistake again. If you can't be 100% on the same page with me, you're out of there. You are out. I'm not going to go through that no more. I'm not doing it no more.
I mean, I'm going to be truthful. Easier said than done, but you could actually meet that person and still, you know, have those feelings for them.
Real talk, honestly, I've did my 20 years, I've seen it, and once I see those red flags, I look for those red flags all the time. I look for them all the time. And once you show me red flags, it's over. There's no need to even, you know, I need to move on.
But you know, you also got to be careful not to fall into that pattern of, like, you know, comparison, as far as, you know, you might get a false positive or the opposite because you're so on guard from what you experience in your relationship that you were just in.
So it helps
a lot to learn, to live and learn at the same time. Like, you got to learn your lessons along the way. You can't expect to avoid.
Absolutely.
And you can't expect
Absolutely.
To avoid incidents based on the fact that you think you ducking and dodging some kind of heartbreak or heartache. It's better to, like, just go on and just say you did it, whether you liked it or not, but at least you know you did it and you learned from it.
Right. What I would call myself right now is I'm a seasoned woman, so there's nothing that you can come at me with. You can't come at me with bullshit. You can't do that. Drama and game, you can't do that. You want to play the game? I'll game with you. I will game with you all day. But at the end of the day, you can't come at me like that. I've been through a 20-year relationship. You can't even come at me like that. You may think
I'm dumb
and act like I don't know, but I do know.
Come on, I'm back. I'm
I
back.
I do know.
You're in a 20-year relationship. You can't come at you like what?
You just can't come at me with bullshit. You can't. I mean, I need to be. Made whole, basically, as well as I need to make you whole. I mean, let's keep that real. We need to make each other whole. And if you can't make me whole, there's no need. I mean,
how am I gonna make you whole on the first date?
Who said anything about a first date? I'm talking about in general.
All right, hold up. Let me ask you another question.
I think a lot of times we as women are looking for men to make us whole, and the reality is that you gotta come in whole. You can't look for another person to be the other half of your whole.
Time out. Did you say you gotta come in a whole?
Whole.
You know what? Shut up. You know what? Whole.
Is that you? I'm about to second that nomination.
You wanna play games?
And I will play the things with Shelly. I'll play the games. I will play the games all day. You can say all what you want to say, and you're going to do this and that and the third, but action speaks louder than words. So I'll
but what
play
about
the
what
games.
The young lady
Absolutely.
Said? The young lady, you said that you got he got to make you whole, and she you make him whole, but the young lady said you should be whole already.
Well, that's not what I meant. I meant when you come into a relationship and you want to be with somebody, you have to be whole as well as the person. Yes, absolutely. If you make it work, yeah. Yes. Yes,
Crystal.
You can't come in with bullshit and games.
I thought
you
were asking me to hold it.
Crystal.
You coming out of
yes, I'm talking to you, Dr. Feel Good. I mean, I'm
okay.
Crystal.
Well, that's you. Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck I am right now. Too much Moscato. Too much Moscato. I don't know who the fuck I am right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a situation with love that you've done something outside of yourself to prove your love?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Whatever that
whole lot,
but a couple, yeah, a few times.
Nah, tell the truth, little nigga. You said a whole lot. Just keep it real.
Okay, more times than I care to express. Yeah.
What was the craziest situation that you've been through? Because you thought you was proving your love.
Well, I wouldn't even, this is like probably the most recent, which I'm kind of ashamed of considering I'm 40 plus, but it was stupid in retrospect. I was not probably in love, but I was in some real strong, infatuated like, I guess, and I played myself because I met this man out in public. With some fishnet body stockings on and some heels and a trench coat.
Time out. Not you did not play yourself at all with that. You have come with a better scenario than that, Crystal.
No.
That's not playing yourself.
I knew he was gonna come.
Wait a minute. I felt like I played myself. I really did. Because.
How?
Because, he was still kind of sort of new. But I mean, this dude, you know, you like some people, you like people, and it's like, okay, he's okay. But some people do it for you. And, like, he did it for me. And he hadn't put in enough time, enough work, and none of that.
Who gives a fuck?
I do.
And you wouldn't have put the fucking fishnet shit on.
You didn't then.
Yeah,
I did
exactly.
Then. Wait a minute. I did then. The entire time I was on my way, I'm thinking, oh, my God, if I get pulled over and I get arrested, I'm inappropriately dressed. On top of that, I'm thinking, what if it don't go the way I want it to go?
That shit is going the way you want it to go. You show me some fishnets.
It went how he wanted it to go. It went further than I wanted it to. I just wanted to kind of spark some interest.
Wait a minute. No, can I ask? Let me ask.
Dad. Go ahead.
You went over there with that outfit on, and you just was going to pump your brakes? Like,
you're absolutely right. But I'm trying to tell you. At the moment, I thought it was a good idea.
It was a good idea. It was a great idea.
Until she said psych.
That's where you played yourself.
Right?
That's where you played yourself.
Well,
a fishnet was a great idea. But when you said psych, nigga, that's where the shit went wrong.
So what did he do when you tried to stop?
Well, he calmed down, and we agreed to meet tomorrow. And when I met him tomorrow, I came dressed as a nun, almost. All he could think of was when he saw the day before, and that was like null and void, and went further than I wanted to. Now, I did all that because I liked him. I just did not want it to go that far just yet.
Crystal, you got to give me another example of you doing something crazy for love, because that shit right there.
the craziest shit.
That shit is standard shit right there. That ain't none of that shit crazy.
Is that your boyfriend now? Is that your man now?
No, that's why I was crazy. No.
So
I've been talking to him for like 3 weeks.
Hold on, time out. So you put the fishnets on in 3 weeks?
In 3 weeks.
Okay, what's the problem?
It was
so that's what you're embarrassed about, that you did that? Like,
I ain't getting it either, Tana.
I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I don't know what everybody else do. What y'all do? Run down the street naked, jump off buildings? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. But
you
need up the fun. You need up the fun.
That's
awesome.
Awesome. Ready to be. I like that.
Yeah. I can't hear. I can't hear what you said.
That's a normal day of life for us.
I can't hear what he said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a normal day in life for us.
Italy for me. I'm sorry. It's not for me. Now, if it is me, under normal circumstances, if I'm in something that I feel sure about, but not a couple of weeks after I met somebody, no, that's not normal.
Let me ask you a question. So you went over there with the butt-naked fishnet shit on. What the fuck you thought was going to happen?
I thought he would just really admire me all life. I just
kind of
hold
his blessing
with all that, and just, you know.
I'm talking about, did you say that you thought that he's going to admire you a whole life?
Admire me a whole life, and just know that one day you'll be able to get all this, but not today.
Am I the only person on this line?
No, you're not. I'm bugging the fuck out right now.
I'm kind of nervous for you because that could have went really wrong. That's a you know, sometimes I'm pretty sure finally to be in
tune. He could have went wrong, or he could have had my heel in his forehead. I mean, how did he want to do
you,
it?
You right about
apparently,
that.
Apparently, it went really wrong because he ain't getting no pussy.
No, not that night. Not that night.
That's the night he's supposed to got it. You was butt ass naked.
Since you came to him when you were dressed like a nun?
Well, not
a nun. That was blasphemy.
Ain't that the dumbest thing you ever heard? You got butt naked and get a nigga shit. Then you came in your work clothes and fucked a nigga.
No, she said a nun. She was dressed like a nun.
Oh, like a real nun?
No,
a nun!
That's a nun. That's just me being silly. I had on jeans and 2 shirts.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
Who was a nun?
I was not.
She means she's a real nun. She means she came dressed up in regular clothes.
Hey, I had a nice costume.
No, not a nun costume. I was dressed fully covered. That's what I mean.
But I want to know something. You have more of something you've done really for love, because that right there is normal shit.
You knew my story. I mean, I don't do a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, I beat my husband up in his girlfriend's house. I mean, that's about the worst thing I've done.
Hold up, time out. You beat your husband up in your girlfriend in his girlfriend's house?
Yes.
That sounds about standard too.
I mean, I want to be standard again, because I ain't for a bunch of crazy crap. I ain't trying to go to jail.
So you never forgave a dude that you know was cheating on you, a dude never went in your wallet and stole money?
Okay, I forgave him the first time he cheated on me. So then when I found out about the second time and I caught him up at the girl house, I went in and beat him up.
Right.
Liddy, what's with this going in the wallet shit? Who does that?
Get your head on my wallet. I don't trust anybody going in my wallet. I don't play them games. Now, maybe they're going to eat.
Who are you dealing with that a nigga is going in your wallet?
Hey, listen, I have went to sleep in Navy. I done been around a lot of ratchet bird-ass bitches. I went to the Oasis, and I came out of there $100 lighter.
Oh, man, Oasis, motherfucking, this man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
sounds like a female thing to do. That don't sound like something a man should do.
So you never had a guy that you never had a guy that you thought was stealing from you?
No.
So you had no things you had to do to prove your love besides getting butt naked, not to fuck him.
Yes. Butt naked, not to fuck him. I'm so done.
Yes, that's the most I've done.
I think that you got your crazy shit backwards.
I don't know why you say that. That was big for me. I was digging him. I felt like he did it for me. I was going to.
So you really tell me? You really tell me? You put the butt naked body stocket on, not to fuck dude.
Yes, yes, Dr. Love, or whatever you call yourself, feel good. Yes.
Dr. Feel Good. It's Dr. Feel Good. Don't get fresh.
Okay, Dr. Feel Good.
I'm having a hard time believing this story, though, Crystal. You put the butt naked shit on not to fuck him?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I did already. I like to play
games. I like fantasy. I think I probably should have been a burlesque dancer a long time.
That shit ain't a fucking fantasy. That's a fucking nightmare, yo.
How's that a nightmare?
Yeah, see, with my own plasma pump.
I'm just saying, how's that a nightmare?
Because did you ever consider him?
Yes, that's why I came up that way, because I considered him.
So the grown ass men that you fuck with like looking at butt naked chicks in the fucking streets. That's it.
It was my way of saying, eventually, I'm gonna look you up.
Did you run that by your male friends before that?
No, because I'm kind of surprised him with it. So no.
No, to watch your male friend that you just not
just
fucking
male,
like.
Yeah. No, because it was like spur of the moment. It just kind of happened, and I just kind of blessed.
I'm going to give you a word of advice. Dr. Feel Good to Crystal. Crystal, the next time you have some fucking harebrained scheme like that, you run that shit by your male friends.
Because that could have kind of ended up badly for you.
Yes. You lucky he ain't punching your fucking butt naked face.
Oh, damn.
My dick hard off for nothing. Now I gotta go fuck somebody else.
You get
my dick hard for nothing. Now I gotta go fuck somebody else.
I can't.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm out.
You gotta get you a good male friend. You need this in your life. You do not need unsupervised visits. Everything you do, you gotta run this shit by the dude, yo.
Okay, well, I'll call you next week.
Yeah, you gotta call me because you cannot make no decisions on your own. You are not able to make good decisions.
You know what? I'm laughing, but I think you might have a point.
I know I have a fucking point. I know you.
I can't.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. I'm starting to look at all this now. I'm realizing.
Yeah, you was out your goddamn mind. Got that man dick all hard for nothing.
I'm sorry.
Where did you meet him? In his house, butt nigga?
Well, no. I told him I didn't want to come to his house because it was kind of late, and I didn't want him to come to my house because my kids were here. So he insisted on seeing me. So I just met him at the mall.
Hold up. You said you went to the mall butt nigga?
It was midnight. No, at the mall.
Crystal, tell nobody else this fucking story.
I don't believe her because she would have been, they'd have found her ass clubbed upside her head behind them all.
I don't think so.
She would have clubbed her upside the damn head if she'd have been found behind them all.
Do not tell nobody else this fucking story.
Dr. Silvich, you sound a little more angry than the dude.
I'm pissed off at my homie, man, because that is some crazy shit.
I'm sorry, I didn't think about it like that. I looked at it like it was fun. It was fun.
It would have been fun if his dick would have got wet. It would have been even funner.
Funner. funner.
It'd have been funner.
Yeah.
They ain't do nothing. They met in the parking lot. You could at least let them bring you over to the parking lot.
Hell no.
At midnight with nothing on.
Exactly.
No, this is a separate occasion.
No, it's the same time. Same damn time.
You mad as shit.
Yeah, you know Monday nights is ratchet. You gotta call it the spiritual Sundays for those type of shows.
I didn't hear that.
That's so
I happen to like spiritual Sundays. That's good. I like that show.
That's right up your alley, Shelly. You should be on spiritual stuff. You should host
it. You know, I don't have a problem with going on and pressing one. I don't.
You shouldn't have a problem two dicks in 20 years, nigga. The fuck?
You know what? I'm not ashamed of it, though. You know what? I'm not ashamed of it. I help. You know what?
Nobody don't want you to be ashamed. Nobody don't want you to be ashamed. You saying you reading this all wrong. Nobody ain't judging you or nothing like that. But I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that you could be the host of Spiritual Sundays. I got a little pool around the fucking station. I can hook you up. We're gonna get Crystal a fucking show, and it's gonna be called How to Do Some Dumb Shit 99 Different Ways.
No, we gotta get.
You had everything right with that whole trip mission. The time was right. The outfit was right. The location was right. No fucking. You went wrong.
I wasn't ready for that.
Why are you butt naked?
You ready?
You more than ready.
You ready
like a motherfucker.
I wasn't ready.
No,
was
you
trying.
Ready like a motherfucker.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I was trying to control and manipulate the situation.
Okay, now I get it. Okay. I understand.
That's really what it is. I was trying to control and manipulate the situation so I can get him to do what I want him to do.
And how you control the situation without your pussy?
When you tell a dog to come and eat, you ring a bell and you do something that he normally will catch
yes,
on to eventually.
Yes, she did, Tama. Yes, she did.
Come on. Is this nigga 18?
Yes, the fuck she did.
Is this nigga 18?
No,
I'm 43. Oh, that shit don't work on 43-year-old nigga.
Well, it was starting to work, but then eventually it didn't go back.
That shit never worked, man.
It went bad eventually, but you know, you live and learn, right? You live and learn. Come on.
It might have been, you know, like effective, of, you know, if y'all were already in a relationship and you were playing games and wanted him to do something for you and you did all that. But, girl, that's dangerous.
Yes, it was.
That's so dangerous.
You know how many
chicks do that shit every fucking day? Is you kidding me?
The headlines to the red butt-naked chick.
What you mean every day? Like,
what the headlines read, Lola?
What the headlines going to read? Butt-naked chick found behind the mall.
Pussy drop. Put that in there too.
Oh my God.
pussy was detached from her body. We should not find it.
Oh.
All right, listen, we got to bring this to an end, man. I'm Dr. Feelgood. It was a great conversation. I need y'all all to call back next Monday. I'm going to have another sizzling topic. I'm going to go around the whole world asking women questions during the week, and I'm going to have a bunch of questions for y'all next Monday, and I need you women to answer it honestly. Shelly, get some dick.
Yeah.
It's been real.
I'm working on it.
You ain't Better get your ass on the back page or something. Get on Craigslist or something. Get some penis.
Yes, Seth, call my phone. Okay.
Is this shit still on? Next Monday, I see y'all then. Peace out. One.
Something that belongs.